This is episode number 16 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of March 10th, 2008. Coming up on this week's episode, another long one, this week's distractions, gaming news, got a DRX, another double feature, God of War, Chains of Olympus, video game confessions, new releases, listener email, the All Hail to the King question of the week.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Interactive Distractions. Wow. This is episode number 16.
You are such a gracious host, Chris.
I am?
Yeah.
Why would you say
welcoming
that?
Us and stuff. It's nice.
Well,
he's nice once we start hitting record. Before that, he's a dick.
It's like, all right, you sons of bitches. We're going to do this show.
Why aren't you ready?
I don't want any crying.
It's like a fucking Nazi. That's what the listeners don't understand, is how much of an asshole you actually are. You're so nice on the podcast and on the boards and stuff.
Yeah, I'm a closet asshole, I know. I'm going to come out of the closet one of these days. But don't tell anyone.
Okay.
I am Chris Riccio, and I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hey.
And Jeff Chorney.
What's going on, guys?
And we're here to talk to you about games again. Again.
That old thing.
Again. And again. And again. 16 times we've done it now. Well, technically, yeah, 16 times.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Like, it's not really a lot, but it's a lot.
It seems like a lot. It means we've been doing it for over 3 months now.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
That's when it seems like a lot.
Yeah.
So that's where the last 3 months of my life went.
Yeah, you've been busy talking about and playing games.
I'd often wondered. Okay.
Funny how that works. Jason, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. That's all I can really say.
That's all I got to say about that.
Like, nothing interesting is going on. I'm just working on, you know, little projects in the background and stuff, and I don't know. It's like nothing eventful has happened, so.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm in that same boat. Nothing too eventful. Things are good. Oh, my roommate found his vitamins. Found
good.
His supplements, yep.
I'm sure our listeners are very happy to hear about that.
Were there any left?
I was going to say, you guys can all get some sleep now, because he did find them. And they're in his gym bag.
Oh, yeah.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
See, I told you they were in the gym bag.
Yes.
You did, I heard them.
Did you?
I remember. We have it recorded. Yeah. No, we don't.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that's where they ended up being or something like that, or they fell out of his gym bag or something, one or the other. But he found them. Mm-hmm.
My question is that he, like, confront the painters beforehand before he found
no,
them.
He didn't.
It's like, all right, you sons of bitches.
He was going to. Well, he's the kind of guy who he'll speak up about stuff like that, but he won't actually confront the person right one-on-one. Like, the first thing he did was come to me and my other roommate, and I'm like, well, dude, you were home while they were there. Why didn't you say something? But it's a good thing he didn't, because that would have made him look like an asshole.
Especially over vitamins.
Exactly.
Dude, did you take my vitamins? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, how are you doing, Chris?
I am doing well. I was remember last week I was talking about the controller surgery I did.
Oh, yeah.
I am in preparation to do more surgery. I just placed an order for a flip-top lid for my PS2, mm-hmm. Along with Swap Magic and a hard drive. So I'm trying to get prepared for Phantasy Star Collection, which comes out end of this month. And since so I own...
You're not going to be doing the piracy thing, are you?
No, never. Uh-uh. I am way too proud of my video game collection to do that shit.
Just getting that out there.
Good for you.
Okay.
Good on you, Chris. Good on
That's
you.
Right.
When will the modifications stop?
Never!
Can't stop Chris anymore.
I still have a chip for my Xbox that I haven't installed yet.
Does that chip make it not Red Ring?
No, the original Xbox, not the 360.
Oh.
I'm too afraid to move my 360, man. It just kind of sits. I think it might actually be it might have melted itself to my shelf. I'm not sure.
Well, is your PS2 underneath it? Then I'd believe it.
No, it's not. Uh-huh. Well, actually it is, but there's enough space separating the two to it so that
that PS2 I meant PS3.
Yeah, I was going to say, why would you say the PS2? Yeah. No, the PS the
know.
PS3 is two
Not
shelves now,
straight.
So no big deal.
Yeah.
But yep, cool. Well, what are you guys playing this week, Jason? What are you playing?
I touched a little bit of that Rock Band thing. You know what? I think I might be slowing down.
That's your first time you played that, right?
Yeah. I just started it up this week, and now I don't know. I don't know. I don't like music at all.
So. Yeah, well, you that kind of makes strike me as a musical
the game
kind of
less
guy.
Enjoyable. So
I figured more ballet type style for you.
Yeah, you think so?
Nice.
Maybe it depends. You like Pink?
Twinkle Toes.
Ballet Hero. There you go.
I play a mean DDR, Disney edition. Nice. I fucking rock at that. Aside from that, I picked up Marvel Ultimate Alliance, the Gold Edition. I didn't know that they did this. They added all the downloadable content, put it on a disc and stuff, and I got it used for like $25. But mm-hmm. I just got that last night. I'm going to play it for a little bit. I've been keeping busy with something called God of War on the PSP.
God of War! I don't know what you're talking about.
That has been a little bit of fun. I kind of like this game.
Just a little bit.
It's okay. You know, it's no big deal.
Also got Patapon. That was really cool, too.
Papaya.
I tend to go into a trance when I'm playing it. Like, my foot is, like, going with the beat, and my wife looks at me. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, shut up. Got a Patapon.
Damn it! I blocked when I should have attacked. Crap.
And my big purchase, actually it wasn't my purchase, my wife got me an early birthday present, partially because I think she wanted to watch me play it, but she got me Lost Odyssey. Because I've been a little interested in this game, you know?
Yeah, I've not been turned like anybody off by on the show has been, you know, talking it up or anything.
Yeah.
No, never. No. No one would ever do that.
No, of course not.
So what do you think?
I like it. Generally, I like it. I was, you know, interested in the game before because I've been disenchanted by the whole newer Final Fantasy stuff. You know, they've gotten a little gay. And I was really hoping that this wouldn't be quite as
gay.
Wait,
you don't like guys dressing like girls? Or
I'm fine with that as long as they're open about it.
Okay.
These
so
guys aren't nearly
so
open about it.
Bush.
Like that Jasper guy? Is that his name in the
Jensen?
Game? Jensen. Whatever the fuck it is. Jensen's walking all like limp-wristed and stuff, but yet he's got like two girls, you know, under
his
arms.
That's true. He's like the ladies'
dude. Man. Yeah, you're just paying them to be there. I know you are.
Hitting on the queen. It's all a facade.
Now, the game in of itself, I do kind of like, for the most part. Unfortunately, I've been having nothing but bad luck with it. We got the game, got home, I put it in, and I didn't even get past the opening menu. You know, when you select new game and you go to the new menu, it fucking froze up. Locked up my 360. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Now,
didn't think too much of it.
Did it give you that, like, disk read error, please clean off the disk bullshit?
I have never gotten that. I've gotten the graphical glitches, and I've gotten some other stuff, which I'll get to in a second. But So I rebooted it, went through the menu just fine this time, and started getting into the opening fight sequence, and everything turned black. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Try number
it's
three.
It's going down! The 360's going down!
I know, and I started getting paranoid. I'm like, shit. This thing is going to red ring on me. Because I had the same kind of problems with my old 360. I'd get the graphical glitches like I got on that menu screen. And it started giving me that vibe, and I'm like, I don't even want to play it anymore because it's going to kill
like
my system.
Yeah.
But I tried it anyway, and I got to, you know, the first boss fight, which is right away in the beginning or whatever.
Yeah.
And, it just locked up completely, totally. My controller's vibrating. I'm shaking because I'm so pissed. On the verge of tears. So, at that point, I'm like, you know, messaging Jeff on live, and I'm like, damn it, you son of a bitch, this is your fault. I didn't say that. I was thinking
different
that.
Words, but same message.
But now, under Jeff's suggestion, I took it back to GameStop to get a replacement. I did my homework beforehand. I looked in the forums to see if somebody else was having the same problem, and they were. So I thought I'd have that kind of backup, you know, when I talk to the GameStop idiots.
Yeah.
Anyway, the first guy I brought it to, I'm like, dude, I think something's wrong with, you know, this disc. Keeps freezing up. He's like, well, it sounds like a 360. I'm like, okay, that's understandable. However, it's only happening with this game. I'm not having this problem with anything else. He's like,
yeah.
Well, you know that there's lots of load times, right? I'm like, dude, they are not freezing on load, okay? Anyway.
Hi, welcome to GameStop, where idiots run the game section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, fine. I'll exchange it for you. And he goes to grab it, but as it turns out, they don't fucking have one. So He sends me a pack, and I go to another GameStop, and I give him the same spiel. I'm a little less diplomatic about it, and I'm like, dude, this game's broken. I want a new one. Yeah, give it to me. And he's like, he was just so frustrated with me because it's like, well, you know that there's long load times, right? I had the same thing happen. I'm like, son of a bitch, get your manager, okay? The manager comes over, and, you know, the other associate's trying to explain to him the game's not working or whatever. And luckily, the manager, who was apparently afraid of my, you know, 6'4", big dude, pissed off, you know, present, was like, well, you've got to return it for him as soon as possible. So they found the game. It was one of the games that, you know, they had out on the shelf.
You're 6'4".
Like they had an empty box. I'm 6'4". Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. That's a tall motherfucker.
Sorry, scare people at GameStops.
Intimidate the nerds.
Yeah. I was pissed at that point. Anyway, but no, they couldn't find the damn game out on the shelf. So there's three of us idiots looking all over the 360 shelf, can't find this game. The manager's like, fucking shoplifters, they stole the game. I'm like, who steals an empty box? They did eventually find it in, like, the used game section. So.
Dangers in my apartment.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it anyway.
We eventually found it, and, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We got home, booted it up, and you know what? It got past all that shit. And I probably played for, like, an hour, maybe 2 hours or something like that. And I got on the first, like, big, real boss fight, and it froze. And it went black. And I cried.
That sucks. You're fighting the Griffith?
Griffin. Yeah. Yep. Nice. Not to mention that, you know, the fucking thing is hard, by the way. I don't know if it's just me or what.
It is hard. The thing is, it's hard in a kind of good way. It's like every boss has a certain way to kind of beat it. And mm-hmm. once you figure out, it's not that bad. But every battle keeps you on your toes.
It certainly does. And they will kick your ass if you don't know what you're up against.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I eventually had just to, my front row characters just had to heal everybody. And then Jensen in the back was just casting magic.
Yeah,
that's all that I could do. So.
Yeah. Fire was the one I used in him.
But I chalked this up to a fluke, but started having problems with the next boss fights and froze up again. So more tears, more frustration, more thrown controllers. And
that does really suck. And
yeah, I tried to trade it back to GameStop, and they only wanted to give me like $25. I'm like, well, fuck it, I'll keep it for that much.
Yeah, just try it again later or something. You never know. That's just
gonna kill my Xbox. Trying it again.
More news later about another game that's doing that, but it seems to only like some versions of the 360 seem to have problems with certain games. But I guess more on that later. I guess.
Yeah, I read about that too. And I'm wondering if that's my issue, but. It's weird that I'm having problems with this game.
So how far did you get? You got to the snake thingy?
Yep. And he was kicking my ass, and literally, like, you know, this is my 10th time trying to beat him or whatever, and you get to, like, his second form, as it were.
Yeah.
And right in between the loading, and yeah, it killed me.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Died. So that's my week. Thanks for making me relive that.
Well, you are missing out on a great game.
Fuck off.
Way to make him feel better, Jeff. That was great.
No problem.
Wait a second. Let me bitch about one more thing. How much gayer can the game get? Now, let me just get this out there. I am not a homophobe. Okay. I have no problem with, you know, I have a lot of gay friends, but you know what? When the main character mm-hmm. is showing all this midriff and he's like looking into pots, you don't just look in a pot, you probe the pot.
Yes, you probe them.
You don't push rocks, you ram rocks. I mean, how much innuendo can you slip in here? I'm done.
I don't even know what to say with that. It's still a step up from Final Fantasy males in games, anyway.
True.
Well, for the most part.
Yeah, I'd often joked before about the less male midriff. I mean, because it's only showing in the back this time as opposed to all the way around.
So yeah.
I thought it would be half as gay, but I guess not.
Nice. Who knew?
All right.
That's it.
That's my bitch session right there.
Nice.
So you weren't. It was just freezing up on you because. The reason I was asking is because remember when we were talking about how Mass Effect freezes up on me and it mm-hmm. didn't for you guys, and every time it did, it would freeze on, you know, whatever frame of the game it was on, and then it would, you know, after a while it would bring out that frame and say, bring out the dashboard piece and say, hey, you know, the disk is disk read error, take it out and clean it and try again.
Never once got that. Yeah, it would just lock up. The first time, you know, like I said, it had the graphical glitches, like it was overheating, like the GPU was overheating. The second time was just black, and each one of those times I'd left it, you know, on for a good 5 minutes. The last time though, when the controller was vibrating, I'm like, I can't take this anymore, so I stopped it after a good 30 seconds. But yeah, never once
and
did I get
what
it,
do you
like
think about
disc
the load
reader.
Times?
They're comparable.
They're not as bad as people made out to, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at first glance, without comparing it to something, I would be wary as well. And I was wary of it, but when you're actually playing it, you're absolutely right. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, they hide it well, so. Yeah, that's good. That's cool. Well, it's not cool, but, you know.
Well,
it sucks
yeah.
that that shit
hopefully
happened.
Hopefully it'll just randomly fix itself. Just give it a try in like a week or something. You never know.
Somehow I don't think that's going to happen.
Somehow I think you're going to end up owing me a 360 if you keep persisting.
Jeff, how about you, man? What are you playing?
Played an old game that I probably should have played a long time ago, but I tried out Metroid Corruption for the Wii.
Oh, okay.
Oh, neat.
I went to a friend's place and I was like, we're there before we're going out, and I saw it. I'm like, I'm gonna give this a try, and I really liked it. I've never played one of the Prime games, Metroid Prime,
mm-hmm.
to an extent to really base any kind of opinion on it, really. But I just they never really appealed to me, and I was of course with the Wii and its controls. I was like, I don't know how this is gonna work, but surprisingly, it works really, really well. And I like how they integrated the Wiimote when like putting like keys and not keys and doors, but, like. They use like the 3D kind of thing with the Wii, where you actually push stuff in, pull things out.
Oh yeah,
and you're turning dials and stuff like that, and I thought it was really cool. I didn't like it's just kind of like some people like this kind of stuff. I don't. It's kind of a pet peeve of mine. But Metroid, you do a lot of scanning.
That's really annoying. That's probably the most annoying thing about the Metroid Prime series for me. Because
mm-hmm.
I finished part one, and I played part two. You know, for probably 2 or 3 hours, and then, you know, got bored with it. But I haven't played 3, but that was the one thing that really annoyed me about the Metroid Prime series was scanning everything.
Yeah, and in that kind of game, I don't really have the kind of patience to kind of do that, but I am going to give it a try. I'm going to borrow it off my friend once I get my kind of backlog of games when I complete them and have time. I'm gonna definitely going to give it a shot. Yeah, no kidding.
So basically, you're never going to get around to playing Metroid.
Most likely not.
Yeah, you got to get through your backlog first, yeah, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I am going to try that. I actually might make time for this because it did. I was impressed. I was like, I could actually see myself getting into this, depending mm-hmm. on how much scanning there is. And part of the thing that was annoying me with the scanning was I only really played it for about half an hour, and the way you bring up your scanner, I couldn't quite get, because I was playing on the advanced controls or whatever. I'm not sure if that had anything to do with how you do it, but it seemed, I guess, kind of complicated at first.
Okay.
I guess that was kind of why I was kind of like fumbling with the Wiimote every time I wanted to do it. I was like, oh, this is frustrating, but it's kind of cool. I made it just past the first boss thing you fight, so so that was that was the Wii. Pretty cool. Same night, I actually tried out Professor Layton on the DS.
Nice.
And I really liked that. And the good news is, I didn't have to buy it because my girlfriend did. So she played it too, and she went out and bought it. And so now I get to play that when she's not. So, babe, if you're listening, hopefully you're done with it soon. I really liked the puzzles in it. The riddles and stuff were awesome. Like, we were there, and my friend's like, hey, try to do this. And remember the first riddle, it was one of the word riddles, and I got it right away, and they're like, what the fuck, it took them forever. And then, did you guys do the one with the raft, and you have to get there's the three chickens and the
you have to do that one to continue, but yeah, I did.
Oh, do you? Yeah, okay, yeah, I got that one pretty quickly, and there was another one to do with time, like how many times on a digital clock do you mm-hmm. see three digits in a row or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it came to some of the other ones, like the math ones, I'm just like, what the fuck.
Yeah, the time one. When I actually bought the game, I went into Jason, remind me, I have a question for you when Jeff's done. When I went into the GameStop by me, I told them that I had picked up Professor Layton, and they said, have you gotten to the clock, you know, to the clock riddle yet? And I was like, no, I haven't really played it yet. And they were like, oh, well, let us know when you get to the clock riddle and if you figure it out. And You know, I'm like, okay, no problem. And, mm-hmm. you know, I got to it and figured it out, and I was like, why were they having so much trouble? But,
Yeah,
it's just a different way of thinking, I think, so.
Exactly. Like I said, like, my two friends, like I said, don't, like, I'm a, I'm not sure if it has to do with, like, a visual learner or whatnot, but stuff that I'm kind of looking at or logically thinking, I get really quick, but when it comes down to, like, calculations and math and stuff like that, that's what I'm just kind of like, like, I won't be able to do with it, like, a pen and paper, so they can do all those ones, no problem, but, yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
Cool.
It was pretty cool.
Cool.
Well, PSP, God of War, of course, but more on that later, and Wipeout Pulse, I picked that up every once in a while, that's still fun as hell.
Cool.
PS3, actually, played some Warhawk, but didn't play Warhawk. By that, I mean, I want to play Warhawk soon, but it's been so long, I couldn't remember any of the controls or nothing, so I just went in and created my own room and just kind of flew around the area, and I don't know, that's kind of fun just to kind of get my bearings again, because we all need to get on there and play that, because both you guys haven't really played it yet, right?
Yeah, I've played it a few times, but not many.
Well, we need to get on that. Maybe get some people from VG Evo and GLF in there and make your own game. That'd be fun.
Agreed.
You're going to wipe the floor with us.
No.
I'm so intimidated.
It's not that bad.
Oh, wait until you play with some of them, man.
No.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I don't need to wait to know how bad I'm going to do.
It's pretty horrifying.
I know.
The one time that I got a chance to play with Jeff, it was like my second time playing the game, my first or second time playing the game. Swear to God, I had one kill and like 18 deaths. It was like the Warhawk only stage, and I was doing great if I was running around with a rocket launcher, you know, that was easy. But in the Warhawk only stage, I was just getting my ass handed to me. I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I was also trying to use. I was using the six axis controls.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm thinking that probably had a lot to do with it because I'm hearing that it's a lot easier just to go with the stick, with the left stick.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're just starting out and stuff. Like, I heard some people prefer the six-axis for the Warhawk, but I don't see how. And I only like the Warhawk. Like, when I play that game, I rarely ever go on foot or the other vehicles. I just love getting in the Warhawks. They're fun as hell.
Yeah, there's something satisfying, though, about being on the ground and firing a rocket launcher and blowing someone up.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very satisfying feeling.
Blowing shit up is always fun. That never gets boring.
That's right.
I'll watch from the corner.
Okay. You're a medic.
Yep. If you can lure me out of the corner, I don't know.
Yeah. We have to run.
Jason, I'm dying. I don't know. Can I heal you from here?
They shot me in the leg. All right, come here and I'll heal you. Didn't you hear me? It was my leg, you fucker.
360. Still Lost Odyssey. Still on the third disc. Been kind of picking away at that. I'm feeling this weekend. I'm probably going to dig into that a lot more. I want to try to beat that game pretty soon. Played Rock Band, of course. That's a given. Actually played some Guitar Hero 3. My neighbors picked that up because they're actually throwing a Rock Band night. I think I might have mentioned that last week.
Oh,
I can't remember.
Ass.
Across the street. No, we're doing a Rock Band. We're hosting a Rock Band night at the bar across the street. So I basically told them because it was his idea. And at first, they didn't even have a 360 at the time. I'm like, he comes through with this idea. I'm like, okay, that's great and everything, but where are you going to get the 360 from and shit? And then that's when he kind of looked at me. He's like, yeah, well, we're thinking if we could borrow. I'm like, no, I am not going to get a 360 from the bar.
I don't even like to move it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm afraid to unplug the damn thing. Why the hell would I bring it like outside in the open and have it touch fresh air? The thing might explode. So then my neighbor ended up actually buying, his roommate ended up buying a 360, so that solved that problem, and then they went out and bought Rock Band, and then they had to get an extra guitar, and they didn't bother asking me about the guitar, because I probably would have lent them that, but they bought Guitar Hero 3, so we were kind of playing that a bit last night, just kind of, you know, to get a break from Rock Band.
Cool.
I also played Gears of War a little bit last week with a couple of my friends, plus some people from GLF. And more on that actually later in the confessions thing. I'm not going to go into it too much now, but I have some things to say that kind of surprised me. So, yeah. And other than that, that's pretty much it for me.
All right, that's cool. Light week. I had a pretty light week too. PS3, same as last week. Played Rock Band. Go figure. And played some more Resistance. I am going to end up beating that game because I do like it. Believe it or not, I like a first-person shooter. I know. It's crazy. Let's see.
DS, playing more Professor Layton. But most of my time this week has been spent with my PSP. I played some more Genesis Collection, played some more Patapon. I wanted to touch on Patapon real quick, because last week I said that I thought the retail version was harder than the demo.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. In reality, it's just that I'm an idiot. So
that's not really that hard to believe.
Yeah, I know, but you know, no. What it is when you after you beat a boss, you can go revisit that boss, but that boss becomes more difficult. So I was trying to face the boss that I fought in the demo,
gotcha.
With the same group of Patapon that I had in the demo, and he had gone up a level.
Okay.
So yeah, he was kicking my ass, but it's because I hadn't. You know, because he went up to level 2, and I didn't realize that's what was happening. So, you know, powered up my army, and then, you know, drove through him. I kind of got, my Patapon week kind of got interrupted by some game called God of War, but, you know, I got to, like, the third boss, and, you know, moving along. Still love that game. It's absolutely fantastic. But yeah, that was my week. I had a short one.
That is a short week.
I think that was the shortest distraction session I've ever had.
Wow. Sure, you don't want to talk about like Assassin's Creed or something? Or?
No, I honestly
oh God,
did not.
No, please. No.
I did not touch my 360 all week. All right. The only reason it was turned on is because my roommate was playing it. And yesterday I came home from I bowl on Wednesdays, so yesterday I came home from bowling and he was playing. What was that game that we made fun of, the free one from a while back?
The free
Carcassonne or whatever the hell it was.
Carcassonne, yeah.
Yeah, the tile game. He was playing that, and I was like, it looks fine, all right, whatever. So,
Moving on.
But yeah, that's my week. So, Jason, what I wanted to ask you was your GameStop experience with Lost Odyssey. Which GameStops did you go to?
I went to First, I went to the one up by Fry's. Do you remember which one that is?
Fry's, on Windward?
North, yeah, north of us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Because we were just going up to Fry's anyway. Yeah, they didn't have it in stock, and then I went to Perimeter. No. Mansell Shops.
Mansell Shops.
Yep.
And Mansell Shops are the ones that gave it to you?
Idgits, yes.
Okay. Because that's the one I usually go to, the Mansell Shops one. And they're actually not too bad. There's, like, one guy who's really annoying, but the rest of them are pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I usually go to Perimeter, but...
Gotcha.
Oh, I wanted to throw in one last thing. A little shout-out to my baby, my wife, who beat Professor Layton.
Wow.
I am so proud of her. She's like hardcore in my eyes now. Baby, I love you.
So SMRT.
Yeah. Cool. That's a huge feat for Lisa. Big deal.
I'm in like 55 puzzles in or something like that. I don't know where I said I was last week, but you know, I was, as I said, most of my time this week has been with my PSP, so there you go. But I brought my DS with me to the bowling alley yesterday and with total hope to do some puzzles in between, you know, in between frames or whatever. And turned out that my best friend, I bowl with my best friend's dad. And his mom was there, and she has a DS. And I showed her Professor Layton, and all of a sudden my DS was confiscated. And that was it. And she played it the entire night. She goes, yeah, I think this is worth $30. So apparently she's going out to buy the game.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's it. All right, on to news, I guess. Jeff, what you got?
We got some news, that's for sure. I guess I'm going to start the news with a little bit of a downer, just because, you know, you don't want to end anything on a downer, because that just kind of puts everyone in a bad mood. But, Gary...
Yeah, so start us off in a bad mood. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Gary Gygax, is that how you spell his last... Is that how you pronounce his last name? Gygax, basically the godfather of Dungeons & Dragons pen and paper role-playing games. He's basically the creator. He actually died at 69 years old. In his home, apparently he was fighting a bunch of health problems for the last few years or not. And basically, he passed away, unfortunately. And So yeah, if you guys play Dungeons & Dragons or play any kind of role-playing game whatsoever, you can pretty much thank him.
That's right.
For bringing that into
I do.
To the earth.
Moment of silence. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. What's that?
I thought everybody's mic cut out or something. I don't know.
I know you guys play Dungeons & Dragons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually didn't start playing until I met my fiance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Because she plays it.
Yeah, I've been playing for, hell, close to 20 years, I guess. Give or take.
Wow.
Yeah, but I didn't play Dungeons & Dragons in high school, but I played other role-playing games like Warhammer, Heroes Unlimited, let's see, GURPS. Mm-hmm. You know, I played several others. Even Star Trek. There was a Star Trek paper pencil RPG, and one of my friends, Jesse, was really into it, so we ended up playing that a lot, too. But yeah, all based off of Dungeons & Dragons and the genius of Gary. So thank you, Gary, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Role-playing games will be played for eternity.
That's right.
Don't worry about that.
Okay, out of the sadness, let's move on.
Out of the sadness.
Hey, you bummed me out now, Jeff. Damn it.
I'm sorry. It was either now or at the end of the segment, so you know.
Not the rest of the show.
Figured
I'd
get it out of the way.
All right.
Go on. Out of Financial Times reporting that Sony and Microsoft may be in talks for the last few months now about Sony providing Blu-ray disc drives for Microsoft and the 360.
Bring it on.
So that's kind of interesting. Like, I mean, we can kind of see this coming. I mean, Microsoft has to offer that now, especially with the PS3 at the price point it is. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to do it as a add-on, like the HD drive, or if they're going to start putting them into 360s and have it like an upgraded SKU, because at this point, it's the wars, media format wars over. So, mm-hmm. And if people are going to look at a PS3 for a certain price, they may as well just start throwing Blu-ray players in there for like the same price, the most expensive PS3. But then I'm kind of thinking, if Sony is providing them, if they're going to be the ones, you know, manufacturing them, is that going to mean that maybe they might have some kind of clause saying that they can't do it internally, but if they want to do an external drive, that's fine? Just things to speculate.
They've got
to
be doing something. I mean, the Blu-ray on the PS3 is the killer app right now. You know, this is what's going to kind of set it apart from the 360. And I don't know why they're doing this, for real.
I don't see them. I don't see them doing an internal drive, not at all. Only because you're basically, you know, you've got 17 million minus whatever.
You don't see Microsoft doing an internal drive, or you don't see Sony.
It's not that I don't. Well, no, I just drive. I don't understand why. I don't understand why they would do it.
Well, you know, it's a win-win for both, because for Sony, it gets more Blu-ray players out there, which means more movies are going to be sold, mm-hmm. which is a plus, of course. But other than that, it's bad for the PS3. That's like one big thing.
Yeah.
It's giving up your edge.
No,
right there.
Exactly. Especially right now, and where the price point is now.
That's the thing. If they were going to do it, I don't think it would be an internal system. It would be an internal drive. It would have to be an add-on. I really think it would be an add-on, because it's basically saying, screw the 17 million units that are already out there. You know, we're going to have new upgraded SKU that everyone's going to want.
I don't see it like that, only because it's not going to be used for games. So people buying a 360, if they have a new SKU that's more expensive, and then let's say they come out with the add-on that's the difference of, say, the cheapest 360 and the one that could have the Blu-ray player, I don't see it as a big deal, because you'd be paying the same money in the end anyway. And like, early adopters get screwed either way. That's just the way technology is.
True.
And with other systems, did the same thing. Sega did it with the Sega CD and the Genesis. They've released one that was actually both of them together and stuff like that. It's like, it kind of happens. And I think at this point, I think Microsoft would be smart to do it, because it's not really, people are going to be pissed, yes, but I mean, Apple releases a new iPod every year, and people are going to be pissed. They kind of have to, you know, just go with it. It's what you get for buying early. But if they want this, especially this next holiday season coming up, well, not really coming up, but, you know, further down the road, if they want to compete at the same price point they are now and where Sony is right now with the PS3, they have to do it. They really have no choice.
Okay.
Nah.
I don't know. I still don't think it's going to happen.
No.
No. I don't think Microsoft's going to throw that money to Sony.
I never thought I'd see Sonic in a Mario game, though.
True.
Yeah, never, that's very true.
Very true.
More Microsoft news. I wish we touched on this earlier with the Lost Odyssey thing, Jason. Bully is bullying around 360 systems.
Oh, no. Damn.
Reports that Bully is freezing up 360s as well as, like, it's being really glitchy and whatnot, and there's, like, corrupted content and so forth that's just kind of screwing things over.
It's
and
a
I actually
hot
saw
mess.
This firsthand. Yeah, I saw this firsthand the other day where I went to my neighbor's, he bought Bully, and I'm watching him play it. And then he's wanting to show me something cool, and then all of a sudden, I'm watching for about 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden, just froze. And same thing you're saying with Lost Odyssey. He couldn't bring up the guide button, he couldn't do anything. It was nothing. We let it sit there for about 5 minutes. He rebooted, started playing, everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, crap. Like, the same thing, I was sitting there, I'm like, oh, I hope this 360 is fine, because this 360 is new. He just bought it less than a month ago, about a month ago. So I'm like, holy shit. So I was, Rockstar came out and basically said, they did not experience any of these problems during Q&A and testing and all that kind of stuff. And they were using the like new 360s, and that it could be possible that it's on old 360s. But like I said, my neighbor's is brand new. It's a month old.
Right. Well, but you never know, it could have been old stock, though. I mean, that's tough. That's
true. It could have been, yeah. Yeah. You never know. Same thing. Like, it's just weird how it's not based on a game. It seems to be more system, because Lost Odyssey doesn't. It's never froze on me. It's freezing on you. Mass Effect is freezing on Chris. It never froze for either of us. And
well, how old is your 360? Because I know that I've got a newer one. You know, I've got one with the HDMI.
Mine? I have no idea. I know let's see. I've gone technically through three systems, but it wasn't because they red-ringed. It was basically because I always bought the year warranty from EB. Mm-hmm. So after the first year went up, I went and bullshit and said, something's wrong with my 360. And traded in for a brand new one. I did the same thing. So I would have got it November of last year.
Okay.
I think that's about the time mine was done, too. Because I bought mine actually in December of last year.
Okay.
2006, I mean. Sorry. So I'm running off of it's probably like a November 2006 system.
So I don't know. But like a girl at my work bought Bully too, and I asked her today, I'm like, have you had any problems with it? And she's like, no, none at all.
Really?
Like, it hasn't froze. She's like, no, I played it for a couple hours last night. And I was like, yeah, weird. Mm-hmm. Like, well, expect it to freeze.
I mean, problems that severe, I can't see it getting out of QA, you know. But
that's
I suppose
thing, yeah.
If it is, you know, due to, you know, newer, you know, pieces of hardware, you know, if those are working, I guess that explains it, but. Damn, sucks to be them. I mean, I've been reading about it, and there's just a lot of problems with it. But it's nice that Rockstar's kind of stepped up and said, you know, we're very ashamed,
we're
very sorry. You know, that's big of them to admit that. That's cool.
And who knows what they'll do to the fix. Like, hopefully it is something that is patchable. I highly doubt it is.
I doubt it.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, they can fix it up and do what Nintendo did with, or what Activision did with Guitar Hero 3 on the Wii, and basically just say, send in your disc, we'll send you a new one.
Right.
That'll work, so. Good luck to all you people who bought Bully. And I was looking to buy that, too. I actually had it in my
hand. Yeah, I was, too.
I was like, you know what? My neighbor got it. I'll just borrow it from him when he's done with it.
I almost picked it up last night. Almost.
Yeah, you were saying.
As soon as I got home, I was checking out, you know, the new stuff and saw that it was having all these problems. I'm like, whew. Bully
dodged.
All right.
There you go. Give it a while. We'll stick with some Microsoft news here. Rumor has it that the 360 in the UK is going to get a 50 euro price drop. If this is true, it's actually the 360 core will actually be cheaper than the Wii in the UK.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big jump. We mentioned this a couple weeks ago, too, that it actually dropped in Canada, too. All the SKUs dropped $50. And now the arcade system here is the exact same price as the Wii. So it would be interesting to see if it did anything for sales. But but yeah, so, I mean, UK basically is doing okay in the UK, basically, right? It's most of the rest of Europe that it's getting its ass kicked by.
Yeah, the UK is where it's doing best out of all of Europe, I think.
Yeah.
But everywhere else, I think the PS3 is now ahead.
Basically, yeah. The price drop there, price drop here. We can only assume that one will be coming for you guys down there sometime soon.
Maybe. You never know.
Here's the hoping.
That's right.
There you go. More MS news. you guys bought N Plus, right? No, Jason bought N Plus. I bought N Plus. Chris, did you get N Plus?
No, I did not.
Well, one of the big things they were kind of promoting for N Plus was user created content.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Microsoft may have said, well, no, it's not going to happen. Because the only user-created content that you can do in the game, you can create your own level and stuff, but you can only share them with people that are basically on your friends list. So peer-to-peer sharing. You can't just go to like a server and download new levels or view new levels or whatnot. So it's kind of like a closed system sharing kind of thing, which Microsoft basically didn't comment on. But if you look at the history of Microsoft and, like, say, Forza, because that has an open user-created content where you can create your own paint jobs and edit tracks and whatnot, and they got a lot of shit for some of the cars. Like, I mean, it's not their fault, but when people make a car that has, like, swastikas all over the place and, you know, like, naked women, you know, they're the ones who hear it. So I guess that's kind of
their excuse.
Those were
the welcome ones. Not the swastika.
The witch?
Not the swastikas, but the naked women's.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know.
That's fine.
So, yeah. Well, they're, so that's why.
I heard that N Plus was actually going to be coming out on PSN because of this.
I couldn't decide. I wouldn't see why not.
Yeah. But I don't know why. I mean, they just. I understand the concern behind the user-generated content and, you know, because of the stuff that happened with Forza. But, I mean, that's something that, you know, if it should be something that they could put through like an approval process or something. I don't know. I mean, you're seeing it happen with the PS3 right now with Unreal. You know, they said they're going to do it with Echo Chrome. They're going to do it with Little Big Planet. I mean, this is something that's going to end up being big, and I think Microsoft is closing a door that they don't need to close right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are. I think they're just kind of worried. Like, look at Nintendo. They have the most closed door policy out of all three of them, and they're not biting at all. Like, you can't even have voice chat in games or messaging because they're afraid people are going to message vulgar things or, you know, lure kids in or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So basically, if you want to look into all that user-created stuff, yeah, get a PS3 because it seems like everything that comes out on 360, they kind of neuter it in some way or another. So that's why your N Plus doesn't really have that user-created content you were promised.
Unfortunately.
I was so looking forward to, you know, levels designed to look like boobs.
I had one in the works. Hey, you're on my friends list. I can send it to you. Sweet. Sticking with more MS stupidness. You guys heard about that kid who had his 360 signed by a bunch of people at Bungie or whatnot, and there was like a Master Chief drawn on it.
Oh yeah, yeah, I heard about that.
And his for those who don't know, basically this kid had all this 360 that had all these, you know, signatures on it and had it signed by, I'm pretty sure it was people of Bungie, and they drew a
Red
Master Chief
Blue
on it. It looked pretty cool. Yeah, it was Red versus Blue people, like a whole bunch of people, and his 360 red ringed, and he sent it in to get fixed, and he wrote down the serial numbers and everything because he wanted to make sure he got this case back and the same system back, and it came back totally cleaned off and serial numbers matched up. So whoever got this basically cleaned. They wiped it all down, and it kind of seemed like there's nothing really they could have done. I mean, who knows? Like, for all we know, this plant could be in the middle of nowhere, and people are just told, you know what, fix these, clean them up, no matter what, and whatnot. So that kind of sucks for that kid, but the good news is Bungie has contacted them and basically said, you know what, send it to us. They're going to try to recreate everything the way it was, because the kid did have pictures of it, so they're going to try to do their best to kind of do the exact same job they did before. So that's kind of cool, a developer going out of their way to kind of make turn a wrong into a right, you know, kind of deal.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm impressed with this. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I just, I can see, I mean, the guy sent a letter with it, too, and, you know.
Oh, he had even called ahead of time and said, you know, is it going to be okay that I sent this?
That's right. That's right, he did. And I can just see it now. It's like where they send this machine to get fixed is some country where, you know, they don't speak English, and the guy's looking at the letter like, what the hell, and throws it out and just cleans off the console and sends it off. And
exactly.
It's just a bad situation.
I think it's sitting at that dude's house, actually. I think he just took off the case and brought it home, swapped it out with a different one.
Well, the case had the right serial number on it.
No, but he's just... It is on the... Actually, I don't know where the serial number is, if it's on the actual case.
I gotta look at it.
Yeah, it is on the case, actually.
Yeah, it's on the case.
So we peeled the damn sticker off or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they peeled the sticker off and put
more adhesive
on it.
Either way, go with it, Chris. It was funny. moving on to Sony stuff. Air Force has actually put in a... on some kind of site, I can't remember what the site was, but they're basically asking dealers to see if they can find 300 PS3s for reasonable prices. They want the 40 gig ones. Didn't exactly say what they wanted them for. They just said for testing of the cell processor. So Air Force is looking at PS3 to do something, maybe for some, maybe a target tracking system or something along those lines.
They're going to use it for their new simulators.
Yeah, or even, yeah, the new simulators. That'd be kind of cool. but yeah, so Air Force buying up to 300 PS3s.
That'll good drive sales up.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
That's huge. PSN to get a facelift in April.
Thank God.
April 15th. Seriously? Yeah, they're Sony basically came out and said, listen, we know people are complaining about the layout of the PlayStation Store and that it takes kind of too long to get to certain places and it's kind of hard to navigate. So they're saying April, facelift, PSN.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how they go about that, because unless they kind of go into a blade system, I don't see how they're going to kind of group everything together. And not have it, like, because right now it's kind of like an iTunes kind of feel to it. At least that's what I get from it. What do you guess?
Without
a search.
It's not quite as organized, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, yeah.
And I think that's kind of what they're aiming for, because they said, from what I heard, they said that they're going to go with the, they're going to try and figure out a Sync Store layout.
Yeah.
And the Sync Store is actually, you know, supposed to be laid out pretty well. I haven't actually used it, so I don't know, but, I heard that's what they're doing, and then I also heard that they're going to be doing a video download service that's going to be organized the same way. I don't know if you had that in your news or not.
No, not in that one thing. No.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where I heard that, but I did hear about that.
Cool. Gran Turismo 5 Prologue is coming to the States and here in North America pretty soon. And apparently we're getting the better version of it. They're going to be adding some new cars, tracks, and modes to Gran Turismo 5 Prologue, like a drift mode, two-player split-screen racing, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
And some new race modes as well. So look for that. I'm guessing they haven't released an actual release date for that, have they?
I think they said next month, didn't they?
Is it next month?
I think so. I don't remember.
I couldn't find a date on at least the site I got this from. So yeah, it's $39.99, and you'll get more content. It's looking more and more like more of a full game for $40, I'd say.
I'm just impressed that the U.S. is getting extra stuff.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You know, it's usually everyone else gets extra stuff, and the U.S. gets the gimped version. But you know, that's cool.
It's
I guess
cool.
I'm still probably not going to pick it up, but you know,
I probably will.
Oh really?
Yeah, see. Gran Turismo and GTA are two of those franchises that I tend to buy the games even though I don't enjoy them so much. I think I enjoy them in small spurts. And it doesn't really make sense. I think Gran Turismo, basically because I'm kind of a graphics whore, and those games always look fucking amazing.
Yes, true.
And it does have online, which I think is going to add to it for me anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll most likely grab it. We'll see how it is.
I'll probably get GT5. I just don't think I'm going to get Prologue.
Prologue? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no willpower, so if it's there at the PSN store, I'm going to be like, yeah, why not? Or if I'm in a store. Either way. I'm weak.
Enjoy.
And Blu-ray, Kojima of Konami and Metal Gear Solid fame, is saying that Blu-ray is too small for Metal Gear Solid 4.
No,
he's saying,
it's not.
Yeah, they're going to have to take out the languages and make basically every region have its own language, and that's it, because there's just not enough room. Wow. 50 gigs is not enough.
50 gigs is only because they want to use all uncompressed sound and all uncompressed
exactly.
Languages. You know? It's like, it's okay to compress some stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no big deal. But, you know, yep. I see someone told me that they were actually cutting content out of the game. I'm like,
I don't know
about that.
No, they
I wouldn't count on it.
Mm-hmm.
No, they wouldn't do that, especially not. No, there's no way.
Yeah, if he wasn't using like 15.3 surround sound Dolby shit, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
then we could probably do it, but put up or shut up. There better be, that thing better be jam packed with just like total voice dialogue throughout the entire thing.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it is.
Metal Gear, of course it will be.
Yeah.
Better be.
It'll be an hour of cinematics, 50 minutes of gameplay.
Cool.
Hour and a half of cinematics, 50 minutes of gameplay.
All right.
If you actually just put the actual game on a disc, you could probably fit it on a CD. But everything else.
Don't diss the Metal Gear, man. Come on.
This would also,
good
this
stuff
would also
right
just
there
confirm. It's what?
I said yeah, that's
well,
good stuff.
I'll get to more of that on that later, too, but... It would also confirm if this does come to 360, it probably would be on 15 DVDs.
Either that or everything would be compressed to hell and it wouldn't sound or look as
and,
good.
And be on 12 DVDs.
That's right.
And our last story. This is a pretty big game. I hate to break it to you guys because it was a game we talked about a long time ago. And this game has got, it's gone exclusive, guys, to one console.
Huh. Okay, which console?
So, the Wii.
Okay, ooh, Wii is okay. Exclusive. That can't be too bad.
No. You know, Nintendo puts out good stuff. And, I mean, oh, yeah, if it's third party and they're doing it for the Wii, you'd figure, you know, it's going to be good. And
oh, wait, it's third party for the Wii?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. But just to let you guys know, mm-hmm, so when you go to EB to pre-order, you know what system that is no longer multi-platform is going to this. Debuting on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what? You don't have to go to stores. It's actually debuting on the WiiWare.
Oh.
It's the channel that will be released. So you guys can all go get your Major League Eating game on WiiWare.
With the hot dogs, wow, and stuff?
Yes.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes. Shocker. I was hoping for this in pure HD glory.
I know. I wanted to see the HD hot dogs.
I wanted to see fat people in HD scarfing down hot dogs and spaghetti and meat
Do the
pies.
Trouble shuffle.
Exactly.
That's not going to make me like try and simulate eating my Wiimote, is it?
That it would be awesome.
Too far.
Imagine the YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well, yeah, what do we think about that one, guys?
Who gives a shit?
Exactly. And that is, with that, that's our news.
Nice.
Thanks, news.
The news in the
and
week.
Jeff.
You're welcome.
Major League Eating on WiiWare.
Oh, the Major League or
Major League?
Major League.
That's right.
MLE.
Major League Eating. MLE. I wonder what their logo is. It was just like some like silhouette of like a fat dude eating a
some
burger.
Some fat ass
like,
eating
on one side.
Hot dog. It's a hot dog. That's right. It's a jar of mayonnaise.
Dude, I wasn't feeling good already.
And he's
man
drinking it with a straw.
Didn't
okay,
they do
stop
that? Like
stop.
Eating it, just eating it.
Quit the podcast. You guys are fucking disgusting.
Well, you've never sucked mayonnaise out with a
gonna
straw?
Gonna hurl. Okay. Gonna toss it all.
On that note, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
When we come back, we have a DRX from Jason. We're going to talk about God of War, video
God
game
War
confessionals, new releases, and listener email. So stay with us.
Damn. All right.
Lots of shit.
A lot of content.
That sounds good. I might come back for that
this week.
Yeah, DRX and a double feature. What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
That shit's right. Bananas, son.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Don't get me wrong.
Shit is bananas.
It's time to wake up.
This week's episode of the Interactive Distractions Podcast is sponsored by PocketOtaku.com. Rock the chibi.
And now, time for another broken New Year's resolution with Gaz.
Broken New Year's resolution.
Hold it, 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 hold it. Damn it! There goes my resolution. All right. I know you're angry. Come on. Talk to Daddy. That's been a broken New Year's resolution with Gaz.
Broken New Year's resolution.
Welcome back to the meaty part of the show.
Thank you.
Meat.
You are such an awesome host. You're like going to a Moe's restaurant.
Welcome to Moe's! You walk in and they're
like, welcome to Moe's! Every time.
That's funny. Nice. Say that again.
Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's!
Okay, now is that a Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Tex-Mex place.
That's funny, because we had one just open up literally just down the street a few weeks ago, and me and my roommate went there to grab something and walked in. They're like, welcome to Moe's! And we just looked at each other like, what the fuck? And then it was just so annoying, because because it kind of just opened, so it was kind of busy, and every person who walked in, it'd be in mid-sets, be like, okay, do you want sour cream? Welcome to Moe's! They're like, what the hell? And I thought it was like... I've never seen them before, so I'm not sure if they just recently came to Toronto or not, because it's definitely the first one I've seen.
And have you guys ever been to Cold Stone, the ice cream place?
Love that place.
Never heard of it.
Oh, dude, I love embarrassing the hell out of the kids there, because whenever you tip them, they all have to sing a song.
Are you serious?
Oh, for real?
I kid you not. Seriously, next time you go, tip them a buck, and you can watch them roll their eyes and groan and say, we got a tip, and then they're all they'll burst into song thanking us for tipping them.
Oh my
fucking god. That's funny. Because I didn't know where you were going with that story, because you started off with ice cream and you like to tease the kids or whatever. I'm like, what?
Okay,
Jason goes to ice cream shops.
I'm not going down that road. Okay.
Want some ice cream?
I think I'm going to have to make a special trip to Cold Stone this weekend and
do it.
Make sure to tip them.
The kids cry.
Sing the song, bitches!
That's
nice. Well, first things first, Jason has a Dear X for us.
I do, indeed. And, originally it was going to be about my whole Lost Odyssey experience. Our tradition with the Dear X has been a bitch or rant session, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm going to change it up this week. So, there we go.
Go for it. Floor is yours.
Thank you. Dear Gary Gygax, I read of your passing the other day. My initial reaction was complete shock, probably similar to a majority of fans of the pen and paper RPG genre. The shock was mostly due to several, our seemingly legendary status your name held in my mind. You see, before I knew of Tolkien or hobbits or dwarves, I knew of Dungeons and Dragons. My introduction to high fantasy and mythological creatures was through the game that you had helped create. I owe a lot to you. Your work has helped shape me into the person I am today. Not that my life will ever be anything truly extraordinary or worthy of remembrance in the grand scheme of things, but I think that I'm a much happier, creative, and imaginative person today than I once was. And for that, I thank you. Dungeons & Dragons came at a very interesting time in my life. I was product of the stereotypical broken home. I was getting into serious trouble on a regular basis. I was more than just experimenting with drugs and alcohol. I was in treatment when I was 12. My life was on a pretty slippery slope. I had made a conscious decision to make a lifestyle change, and I got a new group of friends. As it turned out, this new group of friends introduced me into something I had long considered nerdy, D&D. I was immediately hooked. Soon, my weeknights and entire weekends were filled with this fantasy world that we all helped create. This newfound addiction, while merely a replacement for my previous ones, served as a rather productive and positive pastime. Not only did it serve as a welcome escape from a stressful home life, but I learned so much about myself and social interaction. I'd be a vastly different person today if not for you. Once again, I thank you. My only regret is never being able to tell you in person. I pray that these words will find you wherever you may be. Sincerely, Jason. P.S. Did you drop any loot? That's funny. My friends and I would always joke that when Gary Gygax dies, we're going to raid his house for all his source material.
That's funny.
Great. I know this is kind of a,
touching.
Sappy one, cheesy one, but
you need that every once in a while, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's good that you did that, because we have had, we've had four or five of them already, and they've all been rants. And the Dear X session wasn't necessarily meant to be only rants.
That's just kind of how it turned up, out to be.
It's a rant and rave session. If there's something that we want to rave about, we can do that too. So, it's good timing and. Gary, we're gonna miss you, and I just recently got into Dungeons and Dragons, but we wouldn't have a lot of the games that we play today
if it wasn't for him in the first place. So
yeah, even though his influence is far-reaching.
Yes, very much so. And a lot of people may not know it, but I mean, even Final Fantasy wouldn't be Final Fantasy if it wasn't for what Gary had laid out.
It's true.
So
it's relevant to our content.
Very much so.
Yeah. And Uwe Boll never would have done the movie Dungeon Siege.
Oh, damn it.
Well, that would have been a better thing for
damn
all
damn it,
of us.
Gary.
did you hear his latest...
Indiana Jones latest thing.
Yeah, oh my goodness. He's trying to compare Postal to Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And his performance in it to what's
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. Oh, my God.
I'm like, dude, you need to lay off whatever shit you're smoking, man. Seriously.
I have an early confession to make. I'm actually kind of looking forward to Postal. I want to go see it.
I think it's going to be funny.
I think it is, too.
That's fine and
all. In a really bad sort of way.
But you don't compare your movie to Indiana Jones.
No.
It's blasphemy.
Or you're acting to Ben Kingsley in Schindler's List.
See, now, so he's actually playing a part in this movie?
He plays a part of a reporter, I think, or something like that, or like I think probably a small part. I just think it's funny that he calls out Ben Kingsley for his performance in Schindler's List when Ben Kingsley was in Blood Rain and was terrible in it. I mean, if he made that comparison, I'd be like, yeah, you know what, it could be right, because I mean, I'm pretty sure I could do a better job than anyone acting in that movie, even the drunk what's-his-face, who I swear was drunk in every scene. What the hell's that actor's name? He's in, like, everything. Reservoir Dogs. Come on, guys, help me out.
I don't know.
Madsen? Michael Madsen?
Yes, Michael Madsen, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. Navy Bull's a character.
Yeah, I can't wait to download that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. All right, so a game came out last week. Well, this week,
there
actually.
There is a few, I know, like Homie Rollers.
Yeah, you know, I skipped Homie Rollers, though. I'm really disappointed that I didn't get that, and I got this game instead.
You guys had to talk me into getting this game. I didn't even want it.
Yeah, you said that it was going to be crap and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This God of War, you know, Chains of Olympics. Sorry. God of War, Chains of Olympus.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
It is, and it is grand.
Is it?
It is.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's quite
now,
grand.
I haven't played too much of it. I'm kind of stuck on one part, like right in the beginning. Like, right after you fight that Persian dude, there's a scene after that I'm really stuck on. I keep playing it over and over. Do you guys know which one I'm talking about?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Honestly don't. Like, I do, but I wouldn't have if I didn't read a forum earlier today. I totally bypassed the sex scene.
Oh, no.
Didn't know it was there.
How could you bypass it? How could you not know it's there? It's like, there's two doors.
Know.
One door, you can see a save point. The other door, you can see two chicks laying on top of each other.
I don't know if... The reason why is I don't think I went in that door is because I played through the demo so many times, and that part wasn't in the demo, so I just figured I beat the dude, I just ran for the save point to go out and continue, because I wanted to get through the first level as fast as I could, because I've already played it.
I was like, okay. Oh, I see. So
and then I was looking at forums, and
altogether.
I was like, 10 minutes in, I was like, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, usually they are in the first, like, 10 minutes, half an hour of the game, like at least in the first one, the second one. The second one was kind of hidden, and the first
one,
had to do it basically. It was like right there. So, yeah I'm kind of disappointed. I'm going to have to go back and play through it again.
Oh, no. God, please, don't do that.
Wow.
it's a terrible game.
You missed the sex scene. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I did.
Wow. I'm not really stuck at that part, but I did spend some time with it. Some quality time.
So, before we get into the actual game, what were you guys? You guys have both played, obviously, the first and second, right?
Yeah, I've beaten one and two.
I have not played them to completion.
You never played what, sorry?
I've never played them to completion.
Really?
Oh, okay.
I've never beaten them.
Wow. Okay.
I don't own either of them. I've just borrowed them.
We can
from
no longer be friends.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, now you get to play them in chronological order.
Yeah.
Jason.
Exactly, because it's a prequel.
Yeah, so but now what you need to do is you need to go out and buy part one for $15 at, you know, GameStop or whatever.
Yeah.
And part two is probably a greatest hit by now.
It's still like $40.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. handful.
It's worth it. It's worth every
seriously.
Minute.
Or 35 for, you know, a used one. But
Anyway, get into it. I was going to say, what were you guys' first experience? What was your first thoughts when you first played God of War 1? Just for me to change a little bit.
Well, when actually, my God of War, in my experience, was one of our friends, one of Jason and my friends, David, was my roommate at the time. Mm-hmm. And I got the demo in the mail. And I was like, oh, God of War, never heard of it. At the time, I had never heard of it, so I just, you know, I didn't think about it. And I come home, and David is playing this game with this guy with swords on chains, and he's just fucking killing everything. I'm like, what the hell is this? And he's like, this is the God of War demo. I'm like, really? And then he got to the Hydra at the end, and I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life, you know? And at that point, it was like, oh, I have to buy this game. So, so I did. And actually, part one I did not beat until probably about a month before part two came out.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what happened. I started playing the game, and I was really into it, and then I got distracted by something else. And then about a month before part two came out, I popped part one back in, and I started over. And man, am I glad I did. Because I played part one all the way through, and like literally a week later, part two came out, and I got to pick up two right away, and I just went straight through it.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Because God of War made me buy my PS3 or PS2 for the second time. Like, because I had a PS2 originally and sold it. And back in this time, I just had the Xbox. And I was playing a lot of games, but not even close as many as I play now, and just every once in a while here and there. So I wasn't really following the industry as closely as I do now, or what's coming out or whatnot, especially if it wasn't coming out on Xbox. I was just kind of like, meh. So I'd never heard of God of War. Then around when it came release, I saw the reviews go up, and this game was getting like 9.5s and like 9.9s and like ridiculous scores. And I was kind of like, what's so good about this game? So I started reading it, and I'm like, it sounds pretty cool. And then at one point, I was like, I went to visit my parents, or whatever, from my own hometown, Pickering. And so I'm there, and I'm just kind of bored. And I was like, you know what? Why do I just need one system? I'm like, I can have two, because I was so used to just owning one system. That's why I'd always sell one system when I got another one, because I guess I was kind of brought up like there's no need for more than one gaming system. So whenever I was like, yeah, I feel like having an Xbox, I'd trade in my PS2. And, of course, back then, like, money was kind of an issue, too. I was like, I don't know if I want to spend this much money. So I was like, fuck it, went out, and bought God of War with the PlayStation 2 Slim. And without even playing the game, without even seeing a video on the game, actually just reading the reviews, got home, put it in, played it for about 10 minutes, and then called up my my friend in Pickering. I'm like, dude, I'm coming over. Bring my PS2. He's like, you got a PS2? I'm like, yeah, it is picking up today. He's like, all right, cool. I'm like, I'm going to show you which possibly might be the best video game ever made. And went over. It was like right after I beat the Hydra. I'm like, this is the best shit ever. And then like I basically drove over there, sped over there, and we played it. And it was just like, ever since then, it was like love at first sight. I was like, for the first game, it was almost perfect in my eyes. I just love it that much. And ever since then, I've just been, anything God of War, I'm just crazy for it. It's better than, well, in my opinion, it's better than Devil May Cry and Ninja Gaiden. I'd put it, I always compare, there's like, you know, there's, out of the fighting games, there's Virtual Fighter, Tekken, and Dead or Alive. And then
for
action genre,
fighters.
There's God of War. Sorry?
For 3D fighters.
For 3D fighters, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then for action, 3D action, it's just Ninja Gaiden, Devil May Cry, and God of War. And if I were to compare all of them, I'd say that Ninja Gaiden would be the Virtual Fighter, because it's all the technical crap.
Mm-hmm.
Devil May Cry would be the Tekken, and God of War would be the Dead or Alive. Not saying I like Dead or Alive the best out of those three, but in terms of accessibility to the user and just flashiness and just how the cool factor, I'm just like, that's what it would be. It just, I don't know. I always just had that kind of like weird kind of comparison, but in terms of action, I don't think anything beats it, really.
Especially the storytelling.
Yeah, that's the thing. It gets everything so well. The story's awesome.
So...
Which is so rare in, you know, like, high action games like this. They do spend a lot of time telling this story, which is certainly appreciative. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, they spent less time telling the story in this one, but it's, true. Yes. The story that they do tell. I did beat the game. Mm-hmm. I beat it probably literally about 10 minutes before we started recording the podcast. So, but there was less storytelling in this one, but the story that they told was a good one, I think personally. Okay. So, I think you guys are going to enjoy it. When you beat the game, it kind of links pieces to part one and part two. Mm-hmm. So, you'll see that. And
this is a prequel, right?
What's that?
This is the prequel, right?
Yeah, this is the prequel. So you get to play them in chronological order.
That's so cool.
Yes. But just be careful, because when you start part one, you're not going to have some of the moves that you had in Chains of Olympus.
Bullshit. I want to carry my save file over.
Good luck with that.
To my PS2. Anyway.
All right, so what do you guys think?
So first, what do you guys think about the graphics on the PSP?
Better than anything.
Absolutely ever. Fucking phenomenal. I feel guilty playing this game. I really do, because nothing's going to match up since this. I feel bad playing it.
I can't believe they got all the lighting down pat, and basically the amount of enemies on screen isn't, at times, at the most, it's not the same as what it was in like God of War 1 and 2, but it gets pretty damn close. Yeah. And particle effects, and it's gorgeous.
I've gotten into battles where I was fighting 7 or 8 guys at one time. And, most of the time it's with the little flying dudes are part of it.
Yeah.
Not the harpies, but there's others. There's like smaller, less powerful flying guys.
Bat thingies. Yeah.
And, there might be 4 of those, and then like 3 of the soldiers, and then, a Cyclops or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm with you on that as far as like the visuals go. I mean, I can't believe that they got so much lighting and so much particle effects into this little PSP game. I mean, it's fantastically done. The visuals are beautiful. Jeff, did you put it on the TV?
No, I didn't. I didn't buy the cable. I actually totally forgot.
It's pretty amazing. It doesn't look like the PS2 game. I'm not going to say it does.
No.
But it's pretty damn close.
It's very close.
It really is.
And it runs pretty damn well, too. I was kind of worried because the demo has a lot of slowdown in it at certain parts. And I haven't noticed any slowdown really at all in the retail version.
I've had just past halfway. I've had a couple of glitchy moments.
I've had glitchy moments, just not...
Well, no. I mean, when I say glitchy moments, I mean, like, super slowdown frame rate drop.
Oh, really? Okay, I haven't seen any of that yet.
It's happened to me... It happened to me twice while I was playing through it. Mm-hmm. And they were both similar situations in the same type of area. And there was just a ton of crap going on at the same time. And I think the PSP just flipped out and he's like, I don't know what to do! And that's kind of what happened.
I can't take it anymore!
The part that I was at is like, they're not Medusa heads, but they're like statues that, mm-hmm. like statues of the heads, and they do the same thing that the Medusas do. With the whole, the whole stone flash thing. So mm-hmm. On the screen, there's 5 of those. And then there's usually 3 dual-wielding annoying guys, and then 3 of the bat guys. So all of that is on the screen at one time, and there was just, and there's particle effects going all over the place. The guys that are dual-wielding have particle effects on their swords. I've got particle effects on my swords, and then you got the Medusa beam coming out too, and I think the PSP just flipped out and is like, I have no idea what's going on. And it got to the point where it was really a choppy frame rate, where it's not just the frame, it's the game itself has slowed down, and mm-hmm. the reactions of the game to you are slow, and like where and in cases where button presses wouldn't register because. I'm trying to figure out how to say this without sounding stupid, and I failed. But
it's like if you're playing a 2D sprite based game on like a Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo, slow down that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's that kind of slowdown. But it was like it lasted a second or two, and then it was gone, and the PSP kicked back in, and it was fine.
So
it wasn't anything that would really distract you from the game, right?
No, it did not. I mean, it was kind of like, it was a moment where I was like, okay, what the fuck? And then the game came back and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So now I'm playing again.
And of course, because it's so awesome, every other time you're extremely forgiving. Right?
Of course.
That's just the way it is.
Like, I don't blame you for freaking out. Christ, I needed the break.
Honestly, the whole game could be in slow motion. I'd still be like, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, thank you for slowing down because these guys were kicking my ass, you know? So
yeah. What do you think about the enemies in it so far?
Overall, I think that as far as the enemies go, it's missing something.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say that is because, you know, and a lot of people have said this, and the problem I have with the statement I'm about to make is that the only reason I'm making it is because of God of War 1 and 2 on the PS2.
Yeah.
It's missing the epic boss.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the Hydra or the giant statue in the beginning of part 2, you know. It had the basilisk,
yeah.
And that was kind of cool. Yeah. But it didn't compare to grinding the arm of a giant statue in a bunch of gears and then running inside it and, you know, draining its life out of the center or whatever. But it was a cool battle. And I mean, it was,
yeah.
It's a smaller scale epic battle for a smaller scale version of this game.
I think what was it called again? You call it the
Basilisk?
Basilisk.
Basilisk. I think the problem with it was a couple things I noticed while fighting it. I thought I had that same feeling of God of War 1 and 2, like when God of War 1, when you see the Hydra kind of in the background and stuff, like fucking shit up, and you had that first encounter with it in the tunnel or whatever. They did a good job of all that, or in like God of War 2, where you kind of see the Colossus in the, you know, the distance or whatnot, and kind of doing the same kind of thing, kind of the same kind of formula. But two things I think it didn't do well is because the thing isn't as big as the Colossus and wasn't as cool as you going inside of it. Was one, like when you're fighting the Hydra, it's not only just the Hydra that's so badass, it's the whole environment, how it's raining and thundering and lightning, and just like this whole badassness to it while you're fighting it. And this is just kind of like broad daylight on a bridge. And also the music, I thought, didn't suit that boss battle at all. And that's something that God of War 1 and 2 nailed, like for the opening boss battles, was just the music that went with it. Got you so pumped up that you're beating the crap out of this thing and just like so intense. And this music was kind of too happy for what I'm doing right now. Not that it didn't totally suck me out of the experience, but I'm just like, I was trying to put my finger on like, what is it that's wrong? And I was like, that was basically my only complaint about that first level anyway. I was like, just little things like that they just nailed in the first two. Just kind of didn't quite get right for this one. And also that, and there's not really, like, you said I'm about halfway, right, Chris? Like,
you're about halfway through, I think.
And how long did it take you to beat the game?
6 hours.
6 hours? Okay, cool. Because there aren't that many bosses that I fought at all. Period.
There's not a lot of bosses. I think that's one of the main complaints from critics. Even though the game is still getting nines across the board, you know. But they are getting complaints that there's not enough bosses. And, you know, I agree. I mean, I think there's like four, maybe five boss fights through the entire game. But, you know, the minus that, you know, you take that away. And then you think of, you see the game and you see the visuals of the game and you see the level design. And that's what really got me the most is the level design. Because the level design in the PSP in the Chains of Olympus is just as epic as it is in Part 1 and 2. I mean,
the sense of scale and everything.
Exactly. And just wait. You haven't seen anything yet. Yeah. You're only halfway through. You haven't seen anything yet. It really starts picking up. I mean, the stages get really, really cool from where you are now to the end.
Really?
It's freaking fantastic.
Have I seen the majority of the enemies at this point? Because I found that they kind of recycle. Like, the dual-wielding guys with the swords, they basically have the guys with the red swords, or the guys with the blue swords. And that kind of thing,
they
kind of recycle.
I think there's a couple more enemies that you haven't seen yet.
Because that's another, again, the listeners, we're not really complaining about it. I honestly think it is the best PSP game you can buy, and I actually think it's worth buying a PSP for.
Agreed.
How, much I like this game. So when we take out these little things that might sound like we're bitching and complaining, it's not because we think they're like game breakers. It's just because the expectation for God of War is so ridiculously high, and that it sets the bar for action games so high that we're just kind of comparing it to other God of War games. Like, if this is a standalone game on its own, it would just be...
That's really the problem, is we're comparing it to other God of War games instead of comparing it to other PSP games.
Yeah.
Because this is a PSP game. You know, we have these expectations because of what God of War is and because of the epicness of the story and the battles and, you know, the dialogue and all that. And it nails most of it. And that's what amazes me the most. It nails the story. It nails the acting. It nails the dialogue. It nails...
Kratos is still as pissed off as ever.
Exactly. Oh, and it gets worse. It nails the level design and, you know, graphics and the sound. I didn't notice what you were talking about with the music at the beginning.
No?
But I can tell you that throughout the rest of the game, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, the music's great. I just found just for that boss battle, it just didn't suit it for me. I was just kind of like, I don't know. It was just so, I think the Hydra kind of ruined boss battles for me in general. So I think that is the best boss battle ever in gaming. I think it's that awesome.
I would probably agree with you.
And the Minotaur fight in one is really, really up there, too. But that's another thing we can't really bash, like, not bash, but complain about the PSP version, because we can say there's not too many bosses, but when you think about it, in God of War 1, there's really only two huge bosses. There was the Hydra, then the flaming Minotaur thing that you fought in Hades that was guarding the gate or whatever. And other than that, there wasn't really too many. In God of War 2, I should know this because I just played through it a second time not too long ago, but there's the Colossus, and then I can't even think of another really big boss.
Well,
so it still kind of fits that formula.
God of War 1, you also have to count Ares.
Well, I don't really count Ares just because...
Okay, so you're not counting the final boss battles.
I'm not counting the final boss battles.
Fair enough.
And the final boss battle in Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero 2. In God of War 2 isn't really that epic. It's epic because who you're fighting and stuff, but it's not like you're fighting this huge, like, thing.
Right.
But yeah, overall, the enemy stuff, they pretty much nailed it. I wish there was a little bit more bigger-type creatures. Because the Sabertooth Tiger is awesome. Did you get that far, Jason?
Yeah, I did. It's pretty badass.
The Tiger things? Yeah. Those are pretty cool. I like that. When they actually brought in some brand new like enemies that I'd never seen before, I'm like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. The Minotaurs are still annoying. And the
Minotaur? I don't even think I fought a Minotaur yet. Because I was going to mention, like, that's like a staple of God of War. It's been God of War 1 and 2. I have not yet fought one. Maybe I have.
I think you have fought at least one.
But they look totally different, though, in this, though. They look more like... Because the ones in God of War 1 and 2 look kind of demonic, kind of. Whereas the ones in here look more like Minotaurs, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And then, I think I have fought one or two.
And then the Cyclopses and... let me see. The Medusas. And there's that other... weird, like, witch-like
that's
creature.
Like the Medusas, but not
It's kind of like the Medusa, but not really.
Kind of like the Sirens, kind of.
That's what it is, the Sirens.
They're pretty crazy.
But yeah, I think in general they nailed this game. I played it all the way through, and I'm probably going to play it through again. I'm going to stick the sucker on God mode and go through it and see what happens, because... actually, if you look into the treasures section of the game, there's an outtakes section. You can unlock the outtakes section if you beat the game on God mode. And I just want to hear Kratos being all pissed off and all of a sudden start cracking up laughing because he fucked something up. Yeah, I think that would just be funny. So I'm going to go back and play it again and put it on God mode. And, it was fantastic. I loved it.
I'll definitely play it. It's God of War. I'm definitely going to play through it at least twice.
Yeah. It's Ready of Dawn did a really good job. And actually, I read something about them saying that they're not going to do PSP games anymore. But they were also talking about the PSP in general and how every time they thought that they were done, they were finding places where they can unlock more power from the PSP. So, they're saying that there's more power to harness from this little machine. And I'm looking at this game like, seriously? And because I just think they did a fantastic job, and it's like, the only way that it could have been, that I can imagine it being better is like you said, adding a couple more bosses. I mean, I think visually it was
and control wise, I thought they improved the magic system a lot. I love the way that you can cast spells, and where how you, how you just hold down R and you hit one of the face buttons represents a different magic spell you have, which is a lot better than the console version, which you have to use the D-pad to select your magic, then hit one button. It just kind of gets cumbersome when you're in like a, you know, intense battle, and you're like, oh crap, you accidentally hit the wrong magic power, and you know, you end up shooting an arrow instead of using the Ifrit or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
but you can tell that it's. You did it what?
I was really impressed with the controller in general. I thought it was it was very solid, and I think they did a really good job with the fact that they don't have, you know, they're missing two buttons and they're missing a stick, and it honestly feels natural anyway. You know, blocking and doing magic and everything was very simple. Evade was.
Evading was for me to get used to.
That's it took me a little while to get used to, but after I got used to it, it's like I actually prefer this because I'm not taking my fingers off the buttons that are controlling me attacking and stuff like that. You know, so I don't know.
Nice. Well, I still like the evade way a lot better on the PS2 one, even though you can take your hand up. Yeah, just because you can do it so quick. And I found sometimes just wasn't working when you have to hold down L and R, because you have to hold down L and R. If people haven't played it, then move you. The nub in whichever way you want to evade,
but no,
sometimes
you don't.
You'll end up like.
See, that's the thing, and you know, after I figured this out, it became so much easier. If I'm moving in a direction, all I have to do is hit both buttons, and he'll roll the direction I'm moving.
Oh yeah, right.
But you're still already moving with the nub. That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then, like, if I'm blocking, I can just hit R and move, and you know, he'll roll. So it's not like you have to hit the buttons and then move a direction.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's still two buttons. I just found sometimes just wasn't, like, I kind of click them together and not hold them, and just, I don't know. But then again, I haven't played it as much as you, so I'm maybe just not used to it yet. Like, at this point, I'd still prefer the right analog to do that kind of thing, but it's not like it's really that bad.
Okay. I just have an issue with those big mammoth man hands. And hands get cramped, and seriously, if I hit both shoulder buttons at the same time, usually my right index finger will sometimes hit, like, the power switch.
Oh, really?
And it's like, oh, shit! Turned off on me. But that's not the fault of the game, just the, you know, the design. Yeah. But
that's your
and all the controls are...
That's your fault for being 6'4 and gigantic.
That's my deal.
Friggin' hands, yeah.
Nice.
Monster.
One thing that you guys haven't gotten to yet is the fact that you do get a new weapon, just like in the other God of Wars, and they map changing. What's that?
I'm excited for the weapon. I haven't gotten it yet, but I've heard a little bit about it.
The weapon is pretty freaking cool, man. but they map the change weapon to down on the D-pad, and it actually works really well because it's very quick to just move your finger up like half an inch just to hit that button and switch weapons.
So good.
Works pretty well.
That's cool. I did notice it did cut down on things like combos and like moves in general, which is kind of like, not a downer, but it's like when you come from playing God of War 2 all maxed out and you're like pulling off all these moves that you can do and like all these varieties, but you can't do them, and it's not that big of a deal, but it was something I noticed, especially in the grabbing moves. Like the little peon guys, so to speak, the enemies, you do your grab move, you only have the one move you do. Like God of War 1 and 2, you'd hit circle to grab the guy, then you hit one of the other face buttons. You can either stab the dude to death, stab one of your blades in him, swing him around a few times and throw him into something, or basically the other one was break the dude in half. Like, I was trying to do like, that's all missing from the game, but I mean, it's understandable. I mean, it's just this little UMD disc. You don't expect them to cram everything in there. And at sometimes I was actually checking to make sure it was just the UMD disc and it somehow fit an entire CD in there, or DVD in there, because visually looking at it, like, I show my friends, they're like, holy crap, like, that is just unbelievable. It's gorgeous. Sorry, I went back to graphics again. I'm sorry, I'm a whore.
No, that's okay, because it's so worth good. Going to, you know, they did a really good job. Well, I mean,
We didn't want to get any into the story or anything because we didn't want to spoil it for any listeners because the game did just come out. So,
right.
But I mean that covers a lot of what I wanted to say. I don't know about you guys because the game.
Yeah, I won't go into too much.
I just wanted to get the word out there that this game is freaking awesome and the fact that they did this on PSP is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, totally amazing. No words. If anyone out there.
I do too.
You're saying.
I do too, and I told Jeff that before we started the show. I was like, "Hey, I beat it," and I was like, and now I feel spoiled. I don't know if I can go back to other PSP games now.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Like, I'm gonna load up Ratchet and Clank. I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, I'm just not feeling it." I mean, Ratchet and Clank is an awesome game, but it's just like, not feeling it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel too.
But luckily, Patapon is a different visual style, so I'll still go back to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, no worries. If you're a God of War fan, you will like it. And let's be honest, if you're not a God of War fan, it's not going to change anyone's opinion on God of War.
No,
that's for sure.
But that's, at least that's another watch thing I wanted... someone play it just to experience, you know, the beauty.
And
it's gorgeous.
I will say this, though. After playing this one, it's making me hope now that 3, because if you guys looked at the back of the manual, there's God of War coming soon, PS3, so you know what's coming. I'm hoping that they change it up. They have to have some kind of severe change. I'm kind of hoping they don't just give it a facelift and give it the exact same gameplay, because as much as I love it, I'm ready for a change. 3 games in, I'm kind of like, okay, I don't know what they can do to kind of change it without making people hate it or being like, that's not like God of War. But did you guys get that feeling at all? Like, I know Jason didn't play through the 1 and 2 to completion, but
true.
Chris, let's say they just threw this out. God of War 3 comes out on PS3. It's basically the same thing with updated graphics. Do you think you'd be just as interested? Not just as interested, but do you think it would live up to your expectations?
I wouldn't not like it.
Well, no,
I mean,
no,
I'd be fine with more of the same. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, in a lot of ways, that's the way I feel about God of War. But, I mean, if you guys remember the last time we brought up God of War for the PS3, and we were talking about just how, I think we talked about it, we were talking about how things ended with God of War 2, and I was mentioning how I can see God of War 3 being some sort of mixture between God of War and Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I can totally see that happening. And if that does, if they do something like that, I mean, they would really have to work it into the story somehow. But if they did do it like that, that would be freaking awesome. Because now you're looking at, like, epic boss battles left and right. And, you know, it'll just be fantastic.
That's all it would take for me. I mean, if they were just not doing the huge boss battles on PS2 and PSP because of the hardware limitations, if they just literally put into God of War 3, same kind of thing, but throw in, like, a huge boss battle every once in a while, or you have to go hunt down this huge boss, something like that, then that would be enough for me to just be like, oh my god, it's fucking the best game ever again. So, that's all it would take, just something little like that. But, if they just kind of throw it, like, if they do the same thing again, I'll like it. Don't get me wrong, but I would be kind of like, I'm waiting for a little bit something more fresh, just something little, like,
well,
something like that.
There is something I really...
less QuickTime events, to be honest. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I can't deal with them, and I just think there's an overabundance in the God of War series.
Oh, there's tons. So,
scale
well,
a little bit.
What gets me about the QuickTime events on something like this is the fact that the buttons are not standard marked. You know, it's not A, B, X, Y. It's X, square, circle, triangle, and it's, you know, I lose track of where each one is. It's like when I was doing this type of thing on Mass Effect to try and, like, pick locks and stuff like that, it was fine because, you know, it's A, B, X, Y, no big deal.
Yeah,
but it's like triangle and X is fine, but every once in a while I'll get square and circle mixed up, and it's just like,
that's
damn it.
Same here.
So.
Actually, I have an easier time with it, but.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's the letters that screw me up. So, yeah, in Mass Effect, I actually had some problems every now and again. But.
Fair enough. Hmm. Well, I am really, really, really... I mean, there's things that I want to mention that I can't because it'll spoil stuff, and I don't want to spoil anything. So,
I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say about the game next week after you beat it.
I'm sure I'll have it beat by then.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have it hopefully beat by Saturday.
Yeah,
cool.
I guess we're all in agreement that it's a definite buy.
Oh, no doubt. 100%. And those of you that are worried about the fact that it's a short game, it doesn't matter. It's fantastic. Don't worry about the fact that it's only 6 hours. It's still 6 hours that you should experience, and you will want to experience more than once.
And don't listen to what everyone else says, God of War is a button masher, blah, blah, whatever. All that. Don't listen to those crazy people. It's fucking awesome. It's the best action series, mate, period.
I'm sorry. 3D. If you try and go through this game button mashing, you'll get your ass kicked. In a lot of cases, you will get your ass kicked. And someone on GLF was I think it was Sandman, was saying how it annoyed him that that when he attacked enemies, that enemies can pretty much walk through the attacks.
That is true.
And yeah, that is quite annoying, but it also makes it so you can't play this game as a button masher.
Yeah.
What if I want to play it as a button masher?
That's right.
I knew I had a point back when I made the whole fighting game reference. This is exactly why, actually. Thanks for reminding me. That's why I compared it to Dead or Alive, because in Dead or Alive, you can enjoy the game as a button masher. Let's be honest. Like, if you can, as long as you dodge and block, you can do square, square, triangle, over and over again, and you can get through the whole game doing that. But it's if you want to learn all the combos and you want to learn all the intricacies of everything and all the, like, basically comes down to the combos and what you want to do, and if you want to be creative, that's when it shows how much depth the game actually has and how it's not a button masher if you want to get the most out of it. Yeah. That was my point. That's why I compared it to Dead or Alive, or same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I agree. I don't think this is any more or less a button masher than Devil May Cry, personally.
No, not at all.
So, it is more of a button masher than Ninja Gaiden.
Oh yeah,
but I mean
that's different.
Yeah, that's different. I mean, Ninja Gaiden, they focused all on combat and on nothing else. So
exactly.
But definitely go out and buy this game if you have a PSP. If you don't have a PSP, go buy a PSP and then buy this game.
Yeah, no, seriously, it is. I can honestly, it's probably if I didn't have PSP, it would be my killer app to get a PSP. It's just, it's that good.
Yeah, I agree.
It is it's totally awesome.
Totally, totally.
Tell
totally.
Us how you really feel, Brad. Jeff.
Totally, it gets me excited. I'm sorry.
Calm down, down boy.
I hope you're talking to your dog.
Okay. all right, cool. Any closing thoughts? God of War? Go buy it?
Totally, I say.
Damn. Totally.
At least check it out. At least check it out.
Cool. All right, let's move on to Video Game Confessional.
Oh, boy.
We got some good ones.
I think so.
People coming out of their shell and letting us know in on some gory details about their gaming habits.
We're all friends. We're trying to bring the community together a little bit. And bare a little piece of your soul.
Get a little closer.
Yep. We're going to be hugging before the show is over. Blackmail too.
we did get
lots and lots of comments. Nothing as juicy as I would have hoped, but we got some pretty juicy stuff and lots of instances where we can kind of point our finger and laugh. But we're not going to do that.
Of course not. We're not about that here.
We don't laugh
we're
at
about
people.
We're about acceptance.
We're professionals. We are friends
feel
here.
Comfortable. That's right.
And friends make fun of other friends. Oh, wait.
Exactly. So let's get to the making fun of. Let's go.
All right. Ravenblade 86. My video game confession. I hate Halo, and I wish I could throw Mario off of a cliff and then drop a Wii on top of the little fucker. On a more serious note, though, I spent about 3 years addicted to playing EverQuest and then EVE Online. It was almost come home from school and go online at about 6 p.m. and then play until midnight every day. Also, my addiction to all things EverQuest led me to enjoying Champions of Norrath more than most non-MMO disease-infected gamers would find reasonable. He's an MMO nut. Rather, an EverQuest nut.
Yes.
The Evercrack.
Yes.
I, too, hate Halo. And
hate
I,
it?
Too, I hate it. I hate it.
Wow.
But how much have you played it online? For real?
I have played It doesn't matter. It's not the point. I played the hell out of Halo multiplayer, the first Halo 1 multiplayer.
And you didn't like it?
I didn't enjoy it, no. I did not have a good time. I mean, it was okay. It was fun, you know, run around, shoot people. Great. Mm-hmm. Now I'm done. That's pretty much what it boiled down to.
Yeah.
So, I would much rather play... I don't play Resistance online.
That's true.
I would much rather play Gears of War online. Let's put it that way. Because, you know, then you have the added cover, and, you know, it's just, it's a different experience. And it's third person, which I prefer over first person. So there you go.
Right. Gotcha.
And I also loved Champions of Norrath, and I wish they would make another one.
I didn't see it. I liked that, but I hated EverQuest. Could not get into EverQuest.
Yeah, I never tried to. I had a kid that worked for me at the store that I worked at when I was in college, and just addicted to it. And he was like, I'm a leader of a guild, and it's great, and it's half fantastic. I have to go home and make some items for everyone in my guild. And I'm like, oh, dude, shut the fuck up, man.
If you're the leader of the guild, wouldn't you have someone else making this shit for you?
Yeah pretty much.
Oh, dude, you know, one of the worst games that I've ever played was EverQuest Adventures for the PS2. It was a very early MMO, and I had the unfortunate duty of... of playing the beta, and it was just so bad.
Bad?
So bad. Icky, even.
Interesting.
Yeah. I still have the beta disc if anybody wants it. But
No, thanks. That's all right.
Oh, well. Someone's going to want
it. Use it as a coaster or something. I don't know.
I have. Yeah. I have.
Put it next to your Lost Odyssey DVDs.
All four of them.
So, yeah. Low blow.
All right. Next up, we've got Ricky Duty. I guess the only thing that I can really say is that when I was younger, when I used to own an NES and SNES, I was very violent. I threw my controllers to the floor every time I lost and broke them all the time. I learned how to fix them by opening them up and messing around, but some of the times the board was cracked. Holy shit. So I ended up buying new controllers. I went through two NES controllers and through four or five Super Nintendo controllers. But when I got my Nintendo 64 with the addition of the stick, I tried to take a little better care of it. Kind of violent Ricky. I better stop making fun of him. He's going to chuck a controller at me.
Okay. Here's one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I still do that.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
You do have a violent streak in you.
Chris
at work is kind of renowned for whenever he gets pissed, he'll smack his keyboard really loud. And everyone's just like, oh.
No, I don't smack my keyboard. I throw my mouse in the air.
And then, for some reason, your keyboard like launches up in the air because of the force of the mouse hit. And it's just everybody's just like on edge for a little bit.
I've already gone through a PS3 controller.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I'm dead serious. And
holy
what I
shit.
Did was I went and bought a new one and returned it.
Oh my god.
And then
what game?
I'm not
were you
laughing.
Playing?
I'm not laughing. I'm feeling your pain.
What game was I playing? I don't even remember.
What pissed you off that much?
I don't even
Lair?
No, it wasn't Lair. Crap, what game was I playing?
Something crappy.
No.
Or something you weren't that good at.
Yeah, well. I don't remember what game I was playing. But it was something ridiculously, the only time that happens is when it's like when I look at the screen and it's like, what the fuck do you want me to do about that? You know, it's like, oh, well, here's a guy that you can attack all you want, and he blocks everything, and he kills you in one shot. It's like, fuck! You know, that's the kind of situation it is. And
so like an SNK boss or something.
Exactly. did you get to the end of Neo Geo Battle Coliseum? Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I still have a tendency to do that every once in a while.
I don't throw controllers, but I've been known to throw my drumsticks an awful lot. Pisses me off to no end. Wow. But I'll just get up. I'm like, fuck this! Chuck the sticks behind me and walk outside. I'm fine, but...
I'm going for a smoke. Fuck this shit.
I did break an original PlayStation controller in half.
What?
I think you told that story once before, actually.
Or
at least you told us, maybe not on his show.
Chris, this is good that we're having the confessions.
Yes.
So maybe we can get some help for you.
I'm relieving my tension.
I think the last time, because here's one of my confessions that I should actually write down, this actually just reminded me, is I can sometimes be a very sore loser in video games. And the last time I threw a controller was Super Nintendo Street Fighter 2 at my friend's place, and he beat me like 3 times in a row. And of course, after using the excuse like, "Oh, you're so fucking cheap, all you do is throw, you motherfucker, so cheap," I threw the controller at his face. Oh, and yeah.
At least I take it out on the floor.
It was kind of like the spur of the moment. Like, I didn't, like, whip. It was one of those spur of the moment things. We're just kind of sitting, like, he's at one end of the couch, I'm at the other. And I was like, "Fuck this." And I, like, threw it. And, yeah, I felt like a big asshole for about a minute.
A minute.
Got over it.
But even still to this day, depending on certain people, I have a friend of mine who's totally amazing at Halo or any kind of first-person shooter, really. And we'll get... we'll have like a Halo night or whatever, and we'll set up like a LAN thing and set up Halo 3, or back in the day it was Halo 1 or Halo 2, and we're both really competitive, and it's at the point where, this is just like not too long ago for Halo 3, he had this LAN party, and we said at the beginning, like, "You know what, dude, we cannot play on the same team because we constantly argue and get into fights." Like, it gets that bad. We're like, "We can't play on the same team," but the problem is everyone else there wants to split us up. Because we're the best two players. Like, don't want to toot my own horn, but some of my friends just don't play that much Halo, I guess. So they're just like, it's when you put the two of us on one team, it can kind of be kind of stacked. But then if they split us up, shit happens. And the thing is, I think they do this too because they know shit happens and they want to see it because it's entertaining for them. And
yeah, exactly.
After a while, we kept winning. They split up the teams, and he's over there. And what happened was, I was, you know, I kind of like to rub things in, and he's better than me by far. And we were playing a team match, and our team won, so there's regular trash talk there in one room or in the other. We're yelling shit back and forth. And then he's talking a big game. He's like, "Oh, yeah, well, let's play sniper, shoddy snipers, like every man for himself, whatever, and we'll see who wins." So we played, and I beat him. So I was really high. So I didn't say a damn thing. I'm just like, "All right, time to go for our you know, after-game smoke." I'm walking past him, and I was like, "Hey, Darren, just in case you didn't notice, you didn't come in first. Guess who that was?" And I just walked out, and he lost it. He was like, "Oh, well, my kill to death ratio was better than yours, blah, blah." And we're in the other room, and he's still going on. And I'm you know, confessions that kind of antagonize people. So I'm like, he's bitching. I'm like, "Well, maybe if you spent more time practicing Halo and not, you know, cleaning the sand out of your vagina, you might have won a match or something like that." And
good God.
He comes just in, an he asshole. Gets in my face, like, "This fucking, yeah, let's do 1-on-1, 1-on-1, let's go, motherfucker, 1-on-1. Like, everyone's, at this point, everyone's kind of getting scared. I'm like, "No, man, don't worry about it, man. I won. No need to do 1-on-1. You know what? You know what, dude? You don't Halo 3, you can save replays. Check this out. Yo, check this out. I just saved that entire game so I can send it to you and you watch it over and over again." But yeah, this is just... And he's the kind of same way, but even to this day, like, even online, certain people playing, if they try to get under my skin, I'm going to be that guy who's like, "It's fucking laggy, this is bullshit, oh, the controller's busted." So I can tend to, one of my confessions, I can kind of blame other things for losing, and I kind of get in the habit of being competitive, and I'll try to get under the opponent's skin, which can kind of be really annoying at times to certain people, so... I gotta work on that.
I'm usually pretty tame when I'm playing games. Unfortunately, if I'm drinking and playing Street Fighter, the real belligerent asshole comes out.
He starts imitating Ryu and Ken and doing dragon punches to people. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. But I was cleaning up a bunch of friends of mine, and they were actually trying to spike my drink more, you know, than I was, supposed to be drinking. They were trying to get me fucked up, so, you know, I couldn't play anymore.
You would do this.
You know, the more that I drank, I just got worse and worse with my mouth, that is. But I'd still kick their ass, and it just infuriated them. So,
yeah.
I mean, when I start drinking, that's when Dan starts coming out, you know.
Dan. Yeah.
I almost made somebody, one of my friends, cry because I trash talked so much in Mario Kart. It was pretty bad.
Oh, I've almost gotten into a fist fight over Mario Kart. And it was like over fairness, like, it's so friggin' stupid. I mean, everybody was drunk playing this game, but this is about the time, this is on the 64, when like all the shortcuts came out, everybody found out how to do the shortcuts where you had to like hop over a wall. And then these sons of bitches, that's all that they do. And I just got pissed off. I'm like, you're not even playing the fucking game. You're not going to play the fuck out. You know, we got all bored.
Sounds like me.
Stupid. This is stupid. Awesome. You guys can't even play the game.
So. Yeah, can't play the game right. What the fuck? You got to cheat to win. Why don't we go outside and have a real Street Fighter?
Yeah.
See who wins.
Oh, no.
You get your ass kicked, you're still talking shit.
Yep.
Yeah, but you see that one throw I had? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually something with me and 2D fighting games is I think I had this conversation with Jason. The people that I played with, we didn't throw because we considered throwing cheap.
It's cheap.
Oh yeah, so yeah, I think you talked about this.
If someone threw you, then you got to walk up to them and you get a free throw.
Throw them back.
And that's right. And that made it, you know, it was I don't know, it was more fun for me. So
I think it's your own damn fault for being there.
Yeah.
You would not like my Zangief then. All right.
Well, Zangief is based on throwing. That's different.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nabo sent one in, and I got to take a deep breath for this one. I just got to try and focus and put these words together here. It's great because his first line actually says, "Hello, unfortunate host that has to read this." All right. Well, I tried to speak these words into a microphone, but I just couldn't do it. It hurt too bad, I was laughing too hard, and there was just too much to say. On to the games that I despise. Breathe. Zelda, Final Fantasy, and just about every other RPG, Metal Gear, Pac-Man, Halo, Mortal Kombat, Virtua Fighter, Street Fighter, everything except 1 and 2 in the arcade, Call of Duty, MMO games, Everyday Shooter, Counter-Strike, and most deathmatch shooters, Hot Shots, and just about every anime game that comes with these childish cute graphics, God, they make me want to rip my eyes out. Heh.
Wait.
He Pac-Man? Hates all of them.
He hates Pac-Man?
He hates Pac-Man.
How do you hate Pac-Man?
I don't know.
Do you hate Everyday Shooter? Everyday Shooter is one of the greatest dual stick shooters ever.
What's the matter with Hot Shots?
I didn't play Hot Shots. I can't.
Is it too cute for you?
And Zelda? What the fuck is Zelda?
That's not
about?
Really a confession, though.
These are very popular games. A lot of these are extremely popular, and he's.
I've never heard of anybody hating Pac-Man, so that's a confession if you ask
true.
Me.
I hate Pac-Man, except for the new one.
Fuck you. Okay, go on.
Well, he's got a list of games that he loves. NHL, Tiger Woods games by EA, Killzone, Lair, as you know, Vigilante 8, Animorphs on the Game Boy Color, what the fuck, Arc Lord, Rakion, however, are somehow not anime, Gunbound, that's very anime-ish, but fun and better than Worms, Day of Defeat Source, the outcast of Half-Life mods, Hostile Intent, and Medal of Honor. Again, I'm sorry you had to speak that, Jason, but there is more. I've never played a Castlevania game besides the first two levels of the NES. We're trying
that's
to be encouraging here. They're coming out. They're burying their souls. Stop it. I haven't touched a Zelda game, but yet I hate them. Okay, now I'm just pissed, because now you're a hypocrite.
Wait, you can't say you hate a game if you've never played it.
Let's see. He hasn't touched Zelda, God of War, Quake, or Unreal Tournament. Let me put it this way. I started gaming when my pastor uncle let me play his copy of Rainbow Six. And sent me Half-Life for Christmas the next year. And for those keeping track, that was 1999. So. He ends it, I doubt there's time in the show since I rambled on. No spell check for you. Damn it. Thanks for the show, guys. Enjoy laughing at this. I'm not laughing, I'm just mad.
I'm... Castlevania?
How have you not played a Castlevania? Come on! It is the greatest...
There's been 1,600 of them!
And they're all great!
On every system.
It's okay, Nabo. It's okay.
You can probably find one on the PC, or at least emulate it.
Thanks for coming to us with that.
At least he didn't say he hated God of War. He just said he hadn't played
it
yet.
Yeah, it's true.
You need to play God of War.
I would have had to drop the gloves, man. I would be like, fuck that shit!
Hold on, Jeff's got to get his brass knuckles out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, wait a second.
I'm going to come over there with my Super Nintendo controller ready to throw it.
What about Animorphs? What the hell's Animorphs?
I have no idea.
On the Game Boy Color.
I don't know, but apparently it's cooler than Zelda, Castlevania, and God of War.
He did mention Gunbound, though. I think.
Yeah, Gunbound's really cool.
Gunbound's pretty cool. I like Gunbound.
I wish they would bring that to a console. I really do.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I think it's perfect for a console.
It would be a perfect PSN
Xbox
or Xbox Live.
Live. Yep, totally would.
Castlevania?
Let's see what we got.
Sorry,
here.
Nabo, but
we got one more. Like,
wait, hold on. Email. Before we move on, really quick.
Yep.
Nabo, you have a PSP. Go out and get Dracula X Chronicles. Done. He does have a PSP, right? I'm pretty sure he does.
I don't know.
Anyway, if you don't have a PSP, go out and get a damn PSP.
It sounds to me like he doesn't even like games.
All right? Really? wasn't this the guy who was getting on my case for saying he wasn't a gamer?
Touché.
Touché. All
right, I've got one from...
As Glenn would say, hey-o. Hey-o.
Yes, sir.
You are correct.
This is from the Sow 31. Let me say... Let me first say thanks for giving me the shout on episode 15. What can I say, guys? You're definitely the Batman. Hell yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
Word.
So, I figured the least I could do is return the favor and shoot an email in for the topic of the week. Unfortunately, I can't think of any games that are particularly embarrassing. Truth be told, growing up, if I was going to spend money on a game, it better be damn good, and one that was going to carry with me for a while. I could probably tell some surprising tales of games that I haven't played, such as any Call of Duty or any of the God of War series. See, he's never played God of War either.
Wow.
You people. Unfortunately, I don't think that's all that interesting, so I figured I would tell an embarrassing story about games instead.
Good. Oh, that seemed better.
I should clarify that this story will probably not be embarrassing to anyone listening to the podcast, but rather I've felt awfully silly explaining it to people such as my parents or coworkers, as a bit of a similarity to the Final Fantasy Tandem play that was featured last week as well.
Oh. Okay.
During a winter break in college, after the release of Final Fantasy X, a gentleman in my fraternity organized what was known as the Final Fantasy Fest. The premise was simple. We all gather in the fraternity room on one weekend. Everyone gets a different Final Fantasy. We all start at the same time after watching everyone's intro, with no strategy guides, and we pit the collective intelligence, or lack thereof, in the room against the games. No one sleeps until everyone was finished.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
My choice of game was Tactics, and the rest of the room covered 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The gentleman that played 4 also went back to play Mystic Quest,
Yeah, really?
In addition to the lack of sleep, it happened to be one of the coldest Wisconsin weekends of the year, and the fraternity house was an old one, very poorly insulated. Many of us were wrapped in blankets, and a few of us that had girlfriends came over to help cook meals and to try and keep us warm, or something. No, they tried to keep them healthy wits. I'm sorry. A few of us stood and swayed for a few hours on end to try and keep blood flowing to the legs, and subsequently I met 3 people that weekend that I did not remember meeting after the fact. A humbling experience, to say the least. 10 took the longest due to the lack of the ability to skip cutscenes, but the penalty was really on the people that finished early. I could see that. Staying awake was damn near impossible, and most failed miserably. In a final attempt to stay awake in the later 34 hours, several people ran outside in shorts and t-shirts to jump in snowbanks to wake up.
Oh my God.
Of sleep evidently warps the mind. On that cold, wintry weekend, the dedicated 9 of us that embarked on that festival of stupidity experienced possibly the greatest and dumbest story to tell all in the same weekend. It's funny how geekdom works. I look forward to passing it on to my kid. Hope my email wasn't too long. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And by the way, his name is pronounced the Sow. 2 words, pronounced as in sauerkraut or sow as in bitch pig.
Bitch pig. Probably shouldn't have told us that. That's going to be like your nickname.
Yeah, we're going to start calling you Bitch Pig. What's up, the Bitch Pig?
That's a great story, though, man. I wish I had a story like that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
we gotta do something like that.
I feel bad for them. I mean, okay, first of all, part one is short, too, but part four is, I mean, you can get through part four in, like, what, 10, 12 hours?
That's a quick one.
But, like,
it can be.
Once you get into 7, 8, 9, and 10, you're looking at, you know, 30 hours, 40 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Especially not being able to skip the cutscenes. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is actually a perfect segue to one of mine. Is as much as I love talking about Final Fantasy and how much I like the series, I've never completed one.
Really?
Wow. In fact, I don't even think I've gotten as far as halfway.
That is a
big confession. In a Final Fantasy game.
I've finished Tactics 1, 4, 6, 7, 8, and that's it. I'm right at the end of 10, and I can't bring myself to beat it because it just it's not fun for me.
Oh. Yeah. So I think I finished everything up until 7, even Mystic Quest.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Played that.
Yeah, mind you, I've only played 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12. 8 I rented, so that's an excuse. 7, I didn't own. I bought it from somebody. They wanted it back when I was somewhere on the second disc, I think, or it might have actually been on the third. I can't remember. 12 has the license board, which just totally fucked it up for me. And 6, I didn't have. I remember I bought it from someone in the Super Nintendo days, got to a certain point, but then I bought it again on GBA. I'm at the Opera House scene, and I remember saving it there just on purpose because I've heard so much about it, and I remember watching someone play, but I've never played through it. And I'm like, I'm gonna play this, like, I'm gonna keep it here, so I know I'm gonna go back to it at a good part, and I just haven't gotten back to it, and it's been like 6 months.
Oh, wow,
shit.
I will though. I will.
Are you gonna get Crisis Core when it comes out?
I am, yes. Yeah. I'm telling you, I like Final Fantasy. I always love them for a bit, and there's always something wrong with that. It just drives, like, 10.
Really?
Like, I don't know what happened with 10 either, but just something always happens, and I just never end up completing them. And it just drives me nuts.
6 is so good.
6 is outstanding.
Oh.
Many people call 6 the best one.
I do.
Yeah.
I totally do.
Yeah. I personally liked 7 better, but I think that was more of... Just how? Well, I mean, actually, I like 6 just as much, so I can't even say that.
Yeah, like I can't say which one per se because I haven't beat any of them. But I remember saying on the show before that Final Fantasy 6 was the game that made me actually like role playing games, and that was the first one I actually played for more than 10 minutes.
I mean, if you decide to go back, I would definitely suggest sticking with that one because it gets even better, you know, after the Opera House scene.
Right.
I mean,
okay, cool.
Shit gets epic. And all the characters are so fleshed out. And,
yeah, all the characters are really good.
Yeah,
cool. I need to go back and play that one again. I haven't played it in a long time.
I'm waiting for like a PSP one, I think.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome. Interesting. All right, so do you guys have any more confessions?
I got a few more random ones, yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
I have one random one. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay.
Just have one that... Mario Kart, been playing it for years, since, you know, Super Nintendo days. We'd get together and do the whole put two screens together and then took a piece of paper or cardboard to cover up the other person's screen on the opposite TV kind of thing. So I've been playing Mario Kart for a while. And my
guys girlfriend
are
fucking serious about Mario Kart. Wow. Jeez.
Oh, we were hardcore. Yeah. And girlfriend got her DS, you know, and got Mario Kart, and she started playing it. And it's now to the point now where she can regularly beat me.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah. And that thing happens all the time. Well, but it's... Before, it'd be like me kicking her ass. And I'm not going to lie. I got to the point where I'd kind of let her win a little bit or let her think she's winning. And now it's to the point where... I'm almost at the point where I want to throw a controller in her direction. She's making me that
Jeff,
bad sometimes.
You're not allowed to throw a controller at your girlfriend, okay?
No, I never would.
Okay.
I'll do a DS.
I just want to make sure that this is...
No, I would never do that. But yeah, no, she's she can kick my ass kind of regularly now at Mario Kart. And it's...
You know, I can't think of any video games that Lisa kicks my ass in, but damn if she doesn't whoop my ass in Connect 4. Like, it's embarrassing. And she doesn't really know that I really suck that bad. I just kind of play it off. It's like, yeah, I let you win or whatever. And she's like, did you really let me? No, I didn't. She fucking kills me. She's a demon of Connect 4. A
couple other fast ones here. Just the same thing with the Final Fantasy. I love the Devil May Cry series. Never beat a Devil May Cry game.
The fuck?
Yep. Not even 4 yet. I will be 4 for sure, though. I'm right at the end. Same with... What else have I... I've never beaten a Zelda game. And I... That's one thing. Wow. I don't have a huge love for Zelda. I like them, but I've never beaten a Zelda game. And everyone's like, oh my god, it's blasphemy. How can you not beat Zelda? What's it called? Oh, it was the one for Super Nintendo. That, like,
Chris, we gotta start screening our co-hosts. Oh, I'm
serious.
Link, no, my buddy, he beat, I think... Link to the Past, like, seven times or eight times or probably more than that. I can't get through it once. PSO days, almost broke up with my girlfriend because of that game. That's kind of...
How so?
Basically came down to I wasn't paying it. It was kind of like a long-distance relationship kind of thing. And And was like, we saw each other like as often as we could, but once I got PSO, like, we'd always like speak on like internet or whatever at times, mm-hmm. and talk on the phone, whatnot, a lot. And then once I got PSO, I kind of didn't want to do any of that anymore. I was like, eh. It ended up being good because she was like a crazy bitch anyway, but it turned out for the best. But yeah. That's
you should have got her a Dreamcast and PSO.
Yeah, should have actually. And my last one was I mentioned when in distractions the Gears of War thing, and I played this last week with some people. MacGyver from GLF was one of them, mm-hmm. and we're like, yeah, let's play some Gears of War. I haven't played it in a while, and I was the biggest fan of Gears of War Online. Like, I loved it. I said it was better than like any other multiplayer game at the time. Going back and playing it, I don't know if I was right. It's just... Ooh. So it isn't really like an embarrassing confession. It's more like, I think I might have been too caught overrated up in the hype, game, so to speak, with the Gears of War and the graphics, and it just did... It either didn't hold up, or it just wasn't what I thought it was because of everything else that's been released since, but mm-hmm. I was just not having as much fun. I saw the problems now that other people would kind of point out, and I'd refuse to be like, no, it's freaking amazing. And then I was like, this game is not that good multiplayer. Wow. And that's my big confession. I've never like brought that up on the boards because I got in a fight with some people on the boards all the time.
Sure,
like,
Clown.
Gears
of War. I was just going to say,
yeah, exactly.
Clown would laugh.
This is a startling revelation. I'm proud of you. Proud of you.
But he never listens, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But I'm sure one of you guys will post something. But yeah, so I'm thinking, unless they really, really improve it for Gears 2, I don't know if I'll be playing much of Gears of War 2 online. Wow. If they don't fix a lot of things.
That's big.
Yeah, that's pretty much all mine.
The only one that I have is, you know, I keep saying that I'm not an achievement whore.
Oh, and I have one more, actually. Oh, but go ahead.
I went out and I rented TMNT and beat the game just so I can get my 1,000 points.
Oh, dude.
But
what about Avatar?
In my defense, it was the time that they were doing that...
The contest?
Yeah, that contest where if you get like 1,500 points.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this is... Yeah, the Old Spice Challenge. It's like, this is an easy 1,000 points. I'll go out and rent it. And, you know.
I saw those in your profile. I'm like, that cheating son of a bitch.
Yeah, that was... But that's the only one that I did that with. Everything else was legit.
Okay, I got a pretty good one. bought Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball for Xbox.
Oh my god.
And not only did I play through it about three different times with different characters, I didn't just play it for the volleyball. I actually took the time to get the different bathing suits for the girls and actually had them go to the tanning salon accessorize them.
Hell yeah.
To make
them right
look
there
good.
With you. We're going to start the
sweet up.
DOA Extreme, you know, anonymous club right here.
Do you guys have DOA Extreme too?
I don't have
no,
it.
No, I never
I
got
looking
that.
Looking at it, and I'm like, I want to get it, but
because it actually was a good volleyball game. It was a lot of fun.
I know, you know, like people are going to see it in my profile that I've unlocked shit, and they're going to be like, pervert.
Yeah,
so. I've actually gone to like every once in a while when I go to GameStop with Crystal, I'll walk up to the 360 section and I'll pick it up, and she'll look at me and she'll be like, you're not buying that. And it has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, that she's, you know, jealous of it or whatever. Yeah. It's just the fact that it's a stupid idea, and that's why. It's like, she's all about hot chicks and video games. I mean, Heavenly Sword is one of her favorite games.
Right.
It's just that, you know, Dead or Alive Extreme 2 is just so retarded in that
but
way.
But it's executed well.
Chris, did you play the first one?
No, of course not.
Okay, there's a little mini game involved. I'm sure Jake can back me up here, where you have to find you have to get somebody to play with you. Okay, you have to get a partner, and to keep them happy, you got to buy them gifts, and you have to buy them gifts and like stuff to get them to play with you. And I actually got mad when I got rejected by like certain girls. Like, I didn't like this color, but send it back. And then when they would, I'd be so happy, like, sweet, I have a volleyball partner. And then they could sometimes just leave, and this I'd be so mad. Like, I was like actually into this game, and then I was, yeah. That's when you know about that. I was just like, I couldn't believe. I was like, oh. Oh, God. We can cut this part out, right?
No, we can't.
No, I feel vindicated because I was the same way. I love that game.
That's awesome.
And I'm just enjoying sitting here laughing at you, too.
Oh, shit.
Okay, all right.
All right. Woo.
I don't bacon. Have anything near
Bacon's
you.
Bacon's good. I think I've got some beer. Who wants beer?
Oh, shit. I forgot my confessions. Go shoot stuff. Now.
Computer boobies. Okay.
I've got one. I've got one. It's not a big revelation, but it is admitting that I'm a pussy, and whenever I'm given the option to play the game on easy, I always take it.
Oh.
Always do. I never start at amateur, or never start at like medium or anything like that. I always go to easy. I'm like, why make me work harder to get to the end of the game? But
I
in some cases, I do go back through, you know, if there's a benefit to it, but if there's no immediate benefit to me playing at a harder difficulty level, I won't do it.
Fair enough. I usually will just go through on whatever the standard difficulty is, but I have been known to go back and change things to easy.
Yeah. Pussies. I played Ninja Gaiden Sigma on easy, so.
Then there's Ninja Gaiden where I played on normal all the way through until the very end and just didn't feel like playing anymore. And the reason is those stupid ghost fish things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They were just stupid and annoying, and that was basically turned me off of the game. I was like, this is dumb. So, whatever. Well, that might have been the game. That was probably the game.
Was that really?
That was probably the game that cost me
the PS3 controller.
Yeah, that cost me my PS3 controller. And in reality, I didn't break the controller. What happened is one of the battery wires inside snapped, so it wouldn't hold it. Okay. It wouldn't charge anymore. I had to have it plugged in to use it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So what else we got, Jason?
We have, believe it or not, a voicemail. Dun, dun,
dun. Woo! Yeah.
Nice.
Let's take a listen.
Is it from you again, Jason?
It's got background music.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Background music.
Sounds like porn.
All right, you asked for some gaming confessions.
Yes.
So here's some of mine. I have never played an Xbox 360 or an original Xbox. I have not played God of War, and I haven't played Devil May Cry. And I haven't played Smash Brothers. I haven't played Zelda since Ocarina of Time, and I haven't played Metal Gear since Metal Gear Solid 1. I was begging my mom to purchase a fucking 32X, but instead she talked me into getting a Nintendo 64. I purchased a copy of Imagine Fashion Designer, and I actually enjoy it. And I actually think Hannah Montana World Music Tour on the Wii is actually not that bad of a game. And I also think that Hannah Montana Music Jam is a much better music tool than Jam Sessions is on the DS.
That is fucking awesome. I love that.
Tears is a Hannah Montana fan.
Those are awesome.
All right, do you guys want to guess who that was?
I just said it.
I don't know.
Oh, you did?
Oh, did you?
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
I didn't hear. What'd you say?
Go ahead.
It was Tears of Ash.
Tears of Ash.
Oh, was it?
From the VG Evo forums.
That's right.
That was nice. Cool.
That was a bold, bold voicemail.
That took
a real man to admit. You know, that you're keen on the Hannah Montana.
Dude, that trumped my DOA Extreme.
That's right. It definitely
yep.
did.
That's, yeah.
And
I can agree.
Imagine
like
Fashion Designer.
Like
I saw that at GameStop last night, and Lisa was joking that, you know, that we should do that on the show, and we'll pit, like, our fashion designs against one another. Like I don't know how we'd do that over the podcast, but you know, I thought it was a funny concept. So.
That's awesome.
Well, him not playing a Zelda since Ocarina isn't that big of a deal, but
yeah.
you people really need to get on this God of War stuff. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
It's God of War. We got three emails today of people saying they haven't played God of War. Come on. What's going on?
Yeah.
We just did a segment on it. I mean, that's how good.
You guys have PS3s. You can pick up God of War 1 for
$15. $15. Best $15 you ever spent. Well, almost.
I mean, let's look at the other games that he's into, though. And compare them to God of War.
Well, yeah, God of War, Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
I don't know if God of War is the right flavor.
Fashion designer, I don't know. I am going to jump to Tears' defense here. The Hannah Montana DS game.
Yeah.
They were talking about that on 1UP a lot.
Oh, really?
They were actually saying that it was much better than most of the music games on the DS.
Really?
Yeah, they were.
Awesome. They were saying that a lot. I mean, I have no idea, to be honest with you, but they talked it up quite a bit. So. Okay.
And I'll agree with Tears, too. Like, I'm not sure. He said he hasn't played a Metal Gear since Metal Gear Solid, the first one, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if that's because he didn't like it or not, but I say I don't like Metal Gear Solid, and mm-hmm. I play them. I don't know why. It's like, it's kind of like my, I don't know why. I play them. I couldn't get through 3. 3 was just like kind of like the breaking point. Like, I can't play this. But
yeah.
I remember playing through 2. Actually, the first one I loved at the time, but the gameplay just hasn't really evolved at all, and I just feel it's very annoying to me, but for some reason, I have to buy all the games, and I will get 4. But then again, 4 does change a lot of stuff with the camera angles and stuff, so that's kind of different.
You didn't think 3 was different with, like, all the camouflage and stuff?
Yeah, it was really different.
No, I thought it was different. I thought it was annoying as hell that you had to go into a different menu to change all that when you're just I'm in another screen. I have to go to brown camo now because this grass looks more brown. And if I don't, everyone's going to see me and kill my shit.
Yeah, I didn't really care for that mechanic. I played the first and second one through many times, mm-hmm. several times, but I still have not beaten 3.
I didn't
like the camo mechanic at all. But.
And I think I might have liked 2 actually playing through it, but before 3 came out or when 3 was out, I went and bought 2 pre-owned because I was like, I think I'm pretty sure I like this game, and I played it for about 10 minutes, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. Just can't do it.
Hmm. Fair enough.
But I'll be there for day 1 for Metal Gear Solid 4. Because I'm an idiot.
Well, I've got like one last Megaton confession to make here. And I hope you guys will still want me on the show afterwards, but... I'm real sorry in advance. When I was a kid, and you know, I had my Nintendo, and you know, I had my Zapper, and I'd play Duck Hunt. I used to stand really close to the screen. I used to shoot like a motherfucker in Duck Hunt. Like, my Zapper was right up on the screen.
Was it touching the screen?
Yeah, it was.
No. Oh, that's awesome. But we've all done it. I mean, come on.
I can't deny that.
Lethal Enforcers was a bitch.
I can't deny that I haven't done that, but it's usually, like, on level 18 or, like, way, way after, like, it's like...
No, right out of the
gate. Damn fast, but...
Right, you're, like, rate level 1.
As soon as I see that fucking dog, I'm like...
All right,
let's do this.
That's funny.
That's the first game I want to make. I want to make Duck Hunt where you can actually shoot the fucking dog. He comes up and he starts laughing at you, and you just shoot him in the head, and then he just falls over, and game's over.
I can see Nintendo
you
making
win.
That.
All right, let's move on. Chris, do you have any more?
I'm done.
You're done?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm done.
Thanks, everybody.
Good emails, guys.
Really cool.
Yeah, we had some good stuff.
There was some stuff in the forums, too. We're running out of time, though, but you know, there's some people who've never beaten Super Mario Brothers and stuff.
So check them out if you guys want. Check out VGEvo.com.
There's a topic on VGEvo.com for video game confessionals, and there's a lot of good stuff in there, so guys, check it out.
Totally.
All right, cool. So, shall we do new releases real quick?
We shall.
Really quick.
Go for it. All right,
there's no God of War, so I really don't care.
Yeah, God of War is already out, so nothing else is important. For the Wii, next week we've got Indoor Sports and House of the Dead 2 and 3 Returns, which is kind of
cool.
Tempting for me, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Let's see. For DS, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Ring of Fates.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one's actually online. I think you can play 4-player co-op online. I
cool.
Don't quote me on that. I have to double check, but
not locally, like actually online.
Well, I think you can do locally and online.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Let's see. Insecticide
looks cool.
Yeah. And NanoStray 2, which is a shmup. And if you guys
it's hard.
Are into shmups, NanoStray, the first NanoStray was pretty decent. So. Hmm. 360 and PS3 have the same things coming out. Condemned 2, Bloodshot. And Pro Evolution Soccer 2008.
Condemned 1 was awesome, but for some reason I'm not really drawn to Condemned 2. I'll probably rent it. I don't think I'll buy it.
Yeah, I didn't even play it, so I don't know.
The first one was amazing. It was,
was it?
The scariest game I've ever played.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. PS2, Buzz Jr., Robo Jam, Buzz the Hollywood Quiz,
Pro Evolution Soccer 2008, and Ratchet and Clank Size Matters, the PSP port.
Cool.
And for PSP, Pro Evolution Soccer 2008, World Championship Cards, and Wild Arms XF. Well. I haven't heard anything about this game, but I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like
Wild Arms since the first one.
Yeah,
actually, we were talking about that earlier.
We were talking about that earlier. Here. Jason and I are in the same boat. We haven't played a Wild Arms since the first one on PS2, PS1. So,
yes. Wow.
But I didn't realize they were putting out another RPG on the PSP. So I'm gonna end up checking that one out. But that's your new releases for next week.
Cool.
All right, well, let's get these emails out of the way and wrap up and go to bed.
All right, sounds good. Got one from Raven Blade. He says, I was thinking about the XNA community games Microsoft are for offering on live later this year while I was at work today. And since Chris and Jason are giving it a try, I thought it would be good to hear your opinions. Firstly, let me say I think it's a cool idea that Microsoft is giving people who make games as a hobby a way to get their games to the public, which is fairly simple, and gives the developers and players the chance to rate the games to get feedback. But I know that this is a rumor, and it hasn't been confirmed by Microsoft, or denied for that matter, but it has been reported that they are cutting the royalties that they give to indie developers who put their games on Xbox Live Arcade in half. If that is true, and you couple it with the fact that the community games are going to be free, or at least they haven't stated how they're going to charge for them, or how they will pay the people making the games, I can't see these moves actually being good for the gaming industry. Cutting Xbox Live Arcade developers' royalties in half, if true, could be bad enough for some developers. But now they will have to compete with community games as well, which might be free, or at least not likely to be expensive to download. So how badly are the sales of the Xbox Live Arcade games going to be affected? And what damage could it do to some of the smaller independent developers? It's from Ravenblade.
Who wants to start?
Well, I heard that the rumor as well. Microsoft has kind of come back to say that they don't discuss, the contracts that they have with the developers, and that it might fluctuate from developer to developer. I don't know that they have a strict rate right across the board. They might. I don't know. From what I understand, the royalties prior to, GDC were very generous, I guess.
Yeah, around 70%.
They've kind of scaled back to make it a little more closer to the industry standard, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all I really know.
And I'd say when it comes down to indie developers, let's be realistic. Half the people, probably I'd say 100% of the people who got XNA aren't doing this for money. They're more or less getting it to be noticed. Like, when you're an artist of any kind, you get more satisfaction from someone saying, that is badass, that is friggin' amazing what you did there, rather than someone being like, here, I'll give you $20 for what you did.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
The people who make XNA games and put it up there, they're not going to care whether or not they get 70%, 10%, 5%. If they get a popular game on there, it's priceless, because that's giving them, it's making them, if people are noticing them, it's giving them recognition to other developers and whatnot, and it's to get, their name on a map, so to speak. And it's wrong if Microsoft goes out and charges $10 for these downloads and then says you're not getting anything or getting 1% because it's their game. That's a different story.
That is.
But I don't think they're looking to get a certain percentage of money right off the bat. And honestly, I don't think they're going to be charging money for them at all. If anything, it'll be really cheap for these XNA games. Unless they give people a contract to be like, hey, listen, we'll give you the same price we would for any other downloadable game any other party.
Is the XNA stuff? Isn't the XNA community stuff only going to be accessible by those who pay for the membership?
No.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. I had heard that, so that could be totally wrong. But another thing to realize here is that the XNA games are going to be free. What he's talking about is people who actually get their games onto Xbox Live Arcade.
Right.
And the games have produced 70%. Revenue before 70% royalties, and now it's doing 35. And, the question was, is this going to have an effect on the gaming industry? And, well, yeah.
No,
but
I don't think so.
I think it will, because I think a lot of these people, a lot of these smaller developers, these independent developers that are trying to make games for Microsoft, are going to say, oh, well, we're just going to go make games for Sony then, because they're giving us more money.
Well, do you know that for a fact?
Well, no, I don't. Like
Jason said, for all you know, Microsoft is giving them a way generous amount for how much they're saying. If it was 70-75%, that's a lot. Maybe it's because they went public about that. For all we know, Sony could be giving 20%. 30%. Yeah. We have no idea.
Right, but in the report that actually stated this rumor, they stated that they have developer sources, at least one, that has said that they're going to make games for Sony.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that might just be a knee-jerk reaction, too. I mean,
true.
That they're pissed.
Yeah.
I would be pissed, you know, if I was suddenly, you know, if my royalty suddenly got cut in half, just all of a sudden, for no reason. You know, they just decided to change the pricing structure, and that's a drastic change. So that might make me, you know, get a little pissed off and say, all right, fuck you guys, going to Sony.
Right.
It would, but you're also, exactly, going for Sony. At the same time as, if it wasn't for Xbox Live Arcade, none of this stuff would exist.
True.
In the first place. So, I mean, these little companies are getting on there anyway, and, Microsoft and Sony need money for this kind of thing. They can't just keep putting all this stuff up here and being like, all right, guys, well, we're at the point now, like, maybe they didn't think it would ever be this big. Because PSN and Xbox Live Arcade is pretty much blown up.
Yeah.
Like, it's people are downloading crap all the time now, and they could be like, listen, all right, well, enjoyed it while it lasts, and sorry, but we got to cut down. But then it's, again, rumor and speculation, right? No one knows for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of it's going to come down to if they're going to charge for XNA games or not. And we don't really know at this point. Because it would be tough for them to maintain, you know, the entire thing for free. So they've got to reap something somewhere. I'm just not sure where. So.
They'll figure something out. But like I said, that's why I don't think it'll have an effect, really. I think if, like Jay said, it would kind of be like a knee-jerk reaction to something like that. You're just not getting as much money, whereas I don't think it'll be that much of a difference for people like, oh my god, you know what, screw it. We're not making Xbox Live games anymore. We're going to put them on PC. And then they're right back to square one. It's like, oh shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it'll pass. This is something that's, you know, it's a big deal right now, but I think it's going to pass, and it's really not going to have that much of an effect. If anything, you're going to see a couple of indie developers leave Microsoft and go make games for Sony or something like that. But, you know, in the gaming industry as a whole, I don't think it's going to be affected.
I don't think so either.
I don't even think that, though, Chris, because we don't know how Sony's looking at independent developers. Like, right now with XNA, you can get on there. You're an independent developer, you're there. Whereas Sony, they don't have a service like that right now, so...
Right now.
Just saying, I'm going to go make games for Sony doesn't mean Sony's going to be like, hey, we want your games. Because,
well, you know, right.
Really, but don't they only have one game?
That's why I said
developer.
May go over to Sony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, okay.
You may see
indie
developers move over to Sony. But, but yeah, I mean, you're right. And, you know, but I saw something on an interview with someone from GDC, I don't remember, and they have, like... at GDC, they have, like, the little independent developer place where they're talking about, you know, people who are making games for PC that are little things. And the guy from Sony was saying that they spend a lot of time there, and they look at the games very closely, and, you know, they find the ones that are interesting. And, you know, I think that's one of the ways that those independent developers are getting found. And one of the games that he mentioned in his interview was Fez. And I don't know if you guys...
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's... He mentioned Fez, and he sounded like it was something that Sony was interested in. So, I mean, I really hope that comes to either PSN or Xbox Live, because I'd love to download that.
I think it will, for sure.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
We have one more voicemail from a familiar name.
Who might that be?
You're going to see.
They are assholes. Hey guys, it's Nebba. I just wanted to call you guys about Patapon. Played the game for 2 days, and I just got past the demo boss. And my first music game. So it's really difficult, and it's hard to keep things going. But I just had a fever level for the entire level that I played, and it's getting pretty good. So for everybody who doesn't have a music game yet, or is intimidated by it, I say go get it. And Jeff, just to let you know, Lockdown sucked only on the console. Because, well, it's a console. I shouldn't show that. I'll get one. Bye.
Bye, Nebba.
What now? What was that about?
I don't know.
What did he say sucks? Like, it was kind of low, but I just
lockdown?
Heard
consoles.
I'm lockdown, guess- it sounded like?
Oh, lock. Yeah, sorry, lockdown, Rainbow Six. Lock. Remember how I said last show that lockdown was a piece of ass? We got some Rainbow Six.
I got you. Yeah. All right.
Calling you out.
I don't care what you say, Nabo. I will never play that game on PC or console because it was just that terrible. They can't just fix the precision on it and be like, hey, it's a great game. So I still disagree with you.
Well, thanks for that, Nabo. And yeah. Since you're playing Patapon, you obviously have a PSP. So take your ass and go buy Castlevania, Dracula X Chronicles, and God of War.
And God of War. Definitely. Dude, that was like one of our first emails, our voicemails.
We had that
one from Ricky. We had the Tears of Ash one was sent in as an MP3, but Nabo's was sent on the actual voicemail line. So proud of those guys.
Awesome.
Thank you, Nabo.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you, Tears, for sending in the MP3. We do appreciate those
as well.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
Send more of that stuff, people. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of that, how to contact us and all that good stuff. Next week, your question of the week for next week.
Dun, dun, dun.
How do you feel about the one console future concept?
Interesting.
So give us your information. Send us an email at email@interactivedistractions.com or send us a voicemail like Nabo did. The number is 818-528-GAME. 818-528-4263. You can also reach us on Skype at Interactive Distractions. One word.
All lowercase.
I wanted to let you throw that in because it's your thing. Well, guys, you got anything else, or should we wrap up?
I think I'm good. Yeah, it's a long show. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it is a long show. Stuff. But we did have a double feature and a DRX and all that other good stuff, so
Science
hopefully you enjoyed
fiction.
It. So if you guys are still listening, thank you very much. I am Chris Riccio, and for Jason A. Stryker and Jeff Chorney, thanks for listening. Send in your voicemails, send in your emails, and we will see you next week.
All right.
Bye-bye. Easy.